Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 10th day of May, 2011, on this live Tuesday edition. Everything is coming together, confirming that our analysis of the globalist takeover of our country and the rest of the planet has been absolutely spot on. Now, that wasn't hard. Through the different executive orders, congressional legislation, UN reports, Pentagon training, telecommunications acts, we have been able to read what they were setting up, what they were deploying. Patriot Act 1 and 2, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the enemy combatant designation, the Military Commissions Act. All of this is crystal clear. All we had to do was actually read it and look at it and see what the big mega banks that have captured the United States through fraud and propaganda have done in other nations. And then add a 21st century overlay to that, and we have exactly what is going to happen. Exactly what is going to happen. Exactly. And I'm going to attempt to not just cover the first article and then spin out in rage and anger. I may have to turn off the big computer screen over here, though, because it scrolls through InfoWars headlines. It has InfoWars.com up on the screen so I can surf news. And when Chucky Schumer's face comes up, or Obama's face comes up, or the fake bin Laden photos come up, or articles about internal passports come up, it begins to drive me into a frustrated rage. Last night I went and saw my daughter do her end-of-class gymnastics award ceremony, and I couldn't quit thinking about how innocent she was, how innocent the other children were, how innocent-looking the adults were, and how they're like children and have no idea what has been set up in and around us. I want to protect people. I want to be free. I want to be treated with dignity. And I want my Bill of Rights and my Constitution, and I'm going to fight for it. Then I went to dinner with friends and literally couldn't even focus on just having fun conversation because all I'm thinking about is what's happening. 9/11 was only a preparatory phase. They've built their police state in the last 10 years. Now they're getting ready to go into high gear. Continuity of agenda between both political parties, and they're now going into warp. Warp. Now, we come back from break. Again, I wrote about this 15 years ago. I wrote about this 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and 4 months ago, and again 2 months ago, and then again last month. Here's the article. Obama launches total media takeover system. And I wrote this article with Kurt Nemo on February 8th, 2001, a few months ago. Here's another article. A video I cut with the same headline. Obama launches total takeover of media emergency alert system. Executive Order 10995 now being implemented incrementally. It's Red Dawn in slow motion. That's my YouTube video we played here back in February 8th. I screamed, red alert, red alert. They're rolling out this system. They're rolling out a new terror alert system that will be individually tailored to your phone, to your computer. It will commandeer your systems. Here it is, now announced today in their beta testing zones of New York City, L.A., and other areas. Right as they announce, oh, we like Chucky Schumer's idea, no law needed, to roll out TSA and Amtrak. They've already been there for 8 years. Now they're rolling out at DART in Dallas. They're rolling out everywhere, checkpoints on highways. The feds are training the local police to do this. It is martial law without the announcement of martial law. So please listen to me. And you're like, well, so what if it's martial law? What does it mean to be shaken down? Well, next comes they check your ID and go ahead and knock you on the head and drag you off to a van, which they did beta testing 2 years in Pittsburgh, last year in Canada, with vans pulling up, grabbing people and putting them in vans to terrorize the public and test how the media would respond. They're testing it all.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is a day that will live in infamy. Every day henceforward is only going to get more intense, more insane. We are on the verge of massive false flag stage terror attacks, self-inflicted wounds here in the United States and in Europe as a pretext to launch what could trigger World War III military attacks on Iran and Pakistan, as we've been predicting in the last 2 months. A month ago, an admitted CIA agent was caught reportedly trying to deliver uranium to Taliban in Pakistan to be blamed on the Pakistani government. This staged bin Laden raid 9 days ago is part two of that frame-up operation. We are going to be breaking it all down today, and I want to get into that article from yesterday with some of the latest developments by Paul Joseph Watson that I swore to get to and didn't. 10 facts that prove that the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. So we will make good on that promise to get through this important boil down. Also, that obviously integrates in with the new national polls that are out. Poll reveals most mistrust bin Laden assassination story. And they have polls out breaking that down. We also have an InfoWars poll showing 90% of 35,383 votes. 10% believe that they did kill bin Laden, 4,084. But there are other, quote, scientific polls showing a lot of people are officially questioning it. And I've also heard that across talk radio with many of the callers, the majority of callers. And just talking to friends, family, neighbors, they say people that aren't even aware of the whole New World Order system are saying this is wag the dog. So we're going to be going over some of that as well today. But for those that ever ask, why would government stage a terror attack or allow terrorists to attack us or stage the fake killing of a top terrorist? It's because they get more power and control out of it. Why did Hitler burn his own Reichstag as an excuse to clamp down in Germany? And last Sunday night, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before last, we put out an article Sunday evening within 2 hours of Obama's announcement, breaking down the fact that you watch, the war on terror isn't going to go away. It's going to get worse. And it's really a war on your liberties, on your freedoms, and on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. And that has since happened. Now, let me calmly just tell you that Jesse Ventura obviously wasn't going to be back doing media in the U.S. for a few weeks. But he, we got contacted yesterday by his folks saying that obviously Ventura wants to comment on the whole bin Laden situation. And so he's doing some of the only interviews today via phone from Mexico. And he's scheduled to be joining us coming up in the next hour. I also need to call Dr. Steve Pachenik back and set him up in the next few days to respond to the latest fake videos they've released. Again, of those videos, most of the new videos they released on record, Paul Watson did articles Friday and over the weekend detailing that they were old videos, and he shows examples of them being the exact same videos, except these new videos had the audio cut out because it'd be a little too embarrassing if they had the same audio as four-year-old videos. Videos released 4 years ago of the unaging bin Laden. He never ages either. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Also, the economy. And Obama is in Texas. He's in El Paso, just got done giving a speech. He's scheduled to fly Air Force One to Austin today, arriving at about 4. He drives right by our office when he lands. They'll be, of course, shutting down the highway for his imperial leader to the imperial frontman puppet, the curtain, so we don't see what's going on behind the curtain with the private Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England, the fraudulent hijackers of America. He'll be arriving here and giving a speech at a private fundraiser from, 5 to 6 o'clock at the W Hotel. Why should I even go down there and bullhorn him when I can just do a YouTube video and point out the lies and corruption and reach half a million people in 2 days, a million in a week, 2 million in a month. You see, the internet's very powerful. We have seized control of it. The alternative media, 2 years ago, they put out big actuaries breaking down that alternative media, when put together, was bigger than the entire dinosaur, corporate, lapdog, prostitute, whore media. And so now that we enter into the big report for today, before I get into all the latest bin Laden hoax info and counter all the new lies that they brought in for the previous lies of last week. And again, this is not horn tooting. If you went and did the research we've done and read our articles and followed the hyperlinks to the executive orders, to the Telecommunications Act, to the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, to the Enemy Combatant Act, if you read what industry has been ordered to set up and what the big mega Apples and Googles and AT&Ts and Verizons, who chair the Internet 2 meetings, now going on for 11 years, these minutes are all public. And they openly say, we're seizing the web, we're going to shut off all the alternative media, you'll have a few thousand sites you can go to, owned and controlled by us, university, government, and Fortune 100, and that's it. This has all been announced for 11 years. We've written articles in the hundreds. Some years it's in the hundreds. Warning you, breaking down every facet, showing you where they say it, showing you, telling you exactly how they're going to roll it out incrementally to condition you. Now, I've always told you, it's a red herring to say it's an internet kill switch. That's too simple. Yes, they could shut the internet off. DARPA and the Pentagon designed it. But researchers, programmers, consumers designed it and paid for it and innovated it and made it what it is today. Now the infrastructure is built, but the kernel is DARPA, military industrial complex designed. That's the joke, not World Wide Web, worldwide wiretap. But it is a web of control and surveillance. But going back to the 60s and then the 70s, when they started calling it World Wide Web, it was an inside joke. This is in the mainline history of the internet, that it's the worldwide wiretap. So it's a double-edged sword. It can be used by the people to empower, enlighten, inform. It can be used to search information greater than all the libraries in history put together. And the system has allowed it to grow until it's ubiquitous and wired into everything and absolutely essential for our society, our industry, our culture. Now that we are wedded to it at the hip, like Siamese twins, now they are going to remove one edge of the sword, and they're already blunting it. And expand the other side, which is it being a one-way conduit for establishment, prostitute, government, Federal Reserve, financed. We learned about that in the last few months. I told you about it years ago, but now it's declassified. That billions of dollars to mainstream media, newspapers, MSNBC, CNN, CIA Black Ops, WorldNet Daily had that 13 years ago, running CNN, just total control. Okay, and the military itself and the PSYOPs works for Wall Street themselves, working for the big offshore banks that own Wall Street, and that came out 2 months ago in the Bloomberg documents and others when they sued and got it, that almost all the money went offshore to foreign banks and the domestic money went to media to hold you down, keep you dumb. But they're losing. And so the internet is not going to be killed. It's going to be changed. And it's going to become mainly a one-way system. And this has already been announced. And I told you they would roll it out first for hurricanes and disasters. Oh, we're going to break in and take over your cell phone. Oh, we're going to break in and Obama has a kill switch where only government messages will go over the web during a anthrax or smallpox attack or during a nuclear attack. But see, they'll be the ones that engage in the attack to then set the precedent for this. And so what's happening is not a takeover of just the web. It is a total takeover of the entire infrastructure of media. Now, they already had EAS since the 50s, but in 96, hardwired into all UHF, VHFs, cable, AM, FM, high def now, all telecommunications hubs, all systems, entire floors, NSA run, everything wired through it. snooping on all of it. Again, I told you this 16 years ago. It's all in the documents. 3 years ago, the AT&T exec in San Francisco went public. They whitewashed it, but it was exactly as we told you because the blueprint to fund it and legalize it was all there. I told you they're listening to all your phones in live time with NSA computers. I told you they're tracking you down to just a few feet with triangulation. Guys, you kill my phone. I had the ringer on accident. Thank you. My little personal slave data tracker system. Okay, my slave data tracker control system is following me over there. We need to turn that off. Now, my little guardian devil. So they put these systems out for everybody. They roll them out to the entire population. And once they're in place, then they begin the incremental takeover. Now notice, federal news radio and press releases that came out months ago said the president's going to start breaking in on AM, FM, radio, TV, your cell phones. You won't have a choice. There'll be text messages. Or if your phone is enabled, it will pop up while you're making a phone call, cut the call off, and there will be the president or the head of Homeland Security, and the locals are going to love this, or your local threat fusion. It'll be your police chief, but he'll be there at a federal center under federal control. They can already track you in live time, listen to you with the local announcements. So, and we told you this again over a decade ago, the Amber Alert, oh, it's for children kidnapped. Now you see the big Amber Alert signs, report illegal guns, report terror, spy on your neighbors. The total Stasi society is here. And you notice they already started setting all this up right before the new bin Laden capture, right as they launched the new terror alert system. It's a whole new rollout. We'll break it down. Okay, let me just calmly break down the basics, and I'll go into the detail. Deceptively and illegally, the federal government has been spying on all communications without warrants for 50 years or more. But they could only do it selectively because they didn't have the computing power or the personnel to physically listen to everyone. With the advent of keyword software and computers 30 years ago or so with the Echelon system, declassified in the 90s, they could then begin listening to millions of people simultaneously. Now, many Americans have computers listening 24 hours a day. Computers dial in on your laptop, your cell phone, which is a computer, and listen to you. The cameras are admittedly accessed going back 6 years ago by Google, with computers watching you and recording and getting keywords. AI systems that can recognize faces, you name it. How do we know that? Press release by Google 6 years ago. This is all hidden in plain view beyond 1984. And the architecture of it is not designed or built to fight terrorists. Then you research who the terrorists are. All the famous ones, Alaki, bin Laden, CIA, hanging out at bases, families working for British, Israeli intelligence on record, protected, U.S. embassies ordered to let them get into the U.S., on and on and on. People say, well, something this big, it would come out. We've had the heads of the embassies, the heads of the military bases, like Colonel Stephen Butler at the Monterey Defense Language School, came out a month after 9/11 and said, these guys trained at my base. Out of all of them, this was staged by the government. They started a court-martial of him until he agreed to shut up. I think he should have gone ahead with it. I called him. I talked to him, and somebody was screaming in the background, and he hung up on me back at the time. I'd like to get Butler on. I mean, he's like, Muhammad Atta was at the school. I mean, it's on record, ladies and gentlemen. You're like, well, then they work for us, but they got on planes and flew them into buildings. We don't know exactly what happened, but why isn't it being investigated? Look, I'm already digressing. The issue here is it's very elementary. They stage the attacks. They have the patsies internationally to invade whoever they want, but domestically to clamp down on us. And the military-industrial complex then has made trillions of dollars the last 10 years just domestically in the process of taking over our society, they get all the domestic no-bid contracts. They build the federal spy centers that federalize your police. They openly have the military out running checkpoints under TSA training. All of this was already going on. And they're just now announcing, oh, we want you to have to run your driver's license through to get a train ticket. We're going to search you at all the DART trains and all the subways and Amtraks. That's already being done. We're going to randomly shut down highways. It's all been announced. They're doing it. Regular Marines, Army. Governor of Tennessee says no. They say, we don't care. John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They cited the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Go read it. 2007. The Defense Department's mission domestically under NORTHCOM says we will sweep governors aside. We will take over states if they don't do what the feds say. And then Obama creates what Bush started, the 10 governors. So they can say, well, we have governors. We have states' rights. The president chooses governors that speak for the 50 states. I mean, we're already under federal martial law. This is just the rollout of it. And now they're announcing, oh, 9,000 locations. Town squares, every Walmart, Mall of America, 9,000 locations, big jumbotrons and little screens as well at the checkout. And we've seen the videos that they're playing on them. TSA is here to keep you safe. We'll soon be in malls and sports stadiums. Please report to us anything you see. And it shows videos at Walmart of TSA walking around. First, they show you video of it to acclimate you as they build the force. And it's a force to line up. We're sticking our hands down your pants. Now, Schumer comes out and says, we need no ride now, not just no fly. Over 2 million Americans now on the no fly, including one-year-old babies, 5-6-year-olds. It's all on record. And they just say, sorry, you can't fly. Congressman on it. And now it came out 2 years ago. Paul Watson wrote about this yesterday. Curtin Emo today at InfoWars.com and PrismPlanet.com. They admit that, oh, anti-war people aren't allowed to fly. Second Amendment demonstrators aren't allowed to fly. People that have been critical of the Federal Reserve, they just meanly put you on an extrajudicial list that nobody can get off of. We're going to cover that when we come back. And I told you, I saw Governor Ridge almost 9 years ago say, you're going to have TSA government approval to have a job. You heard 2 weeks ago about the 9/11 first responders have to go through a terror database to get their health care. You see, it's for Americans to literally wipe your nose, to buy food, to have a job, to travel, for your car to start. I told you live on air last Monday, 8 days ago now, that you would see a massive push now for police state. That you would see the announcements of government alerts on your cell phones, your home computer, break-ins on radio and TV. I told you that you would see announcements that they want checkpoints at malls and at sports stadiums and on highways. Why? Because they have been preparing at breakneck speed for 9 years, training every police department to deal with improvised explosive devices. IEDs. They have been creating this hysteria. They had secret terror alert systems where they would tell police and military about supposed terror attacks that have been foiled or terror attacks that have been carried out. The feds would blow up a chemical plant, say terrorists did it, just to get local cops really scared, but then tell the cops, don't tell anybody, say it was an accident. And cops are going, how does he know that? Folks, come on. You know how many secret documents I get sent? The point is that we are going to lay out right now for you exactly what we're in the middle of and what's happening. It's called the rollout of another degree of martial law. But just like a Richter scale, as I wrote in 1998, martial law is here and it's a 3 on the Richter scale. We're now at a 7. And it exponentially doubles every level we go up. A 10 is burning cities, mass extermination camps, black uniforms everywhere, the smell of dead flesh. By the way, that happens in Africa in almost every country every year. It happened all over Russia, all over China, all over Europe, all over Latin America. It happens everywhere but in Western society in the last few hundred years. And it still happened here some. Okay, it's the norm. It's what elites do. It's how they behave. It's how corrupt systems of crooks that get control behave. It's always the same. Citizen spies, media control, private property being stolen by the ultra-rich, using hordes of poor people, too ignorant to understand what they're doing as their armies. We're facing it again. There is no doubt in my mind, and I am shaken to my core with the responsibility, not of fear, but with the responsibility that I have reaching millions of people right now. Folks, I used to get chills talking about this stuff every once a month. I'm getting them every 5 minutes now. The hair on the back of my neck standing up right now. Because this is so real, and I need to move people. I need to wake people up. We need this nightmare to at least start to be reversed. We don't want to go down this road. Please, 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 I beg of you. I beg of people that have been bullies and part of this control freak system who feel secure joining the power structure, buying their brainwashing and their lies. In your gut, if you have any humanity left, I know many of you evil people had good ancestors. You've been twisted and turned over to evil. There is still good in you. There is not anything in this world that I wouldn't do to try to wake you up and have you not be part of this. Now, let me calmly, ahead of Jesse Ventura joining us, let me calmly go over the news. Okay, let me just read to you the headlines. National Emergency Alert System set to launch in New York City to your cell phones and computers, CBS. New Yorkers soon to get emergency cell phone alerts and what Bloomberg calls quantum leap forward. Yeah, I've been in place for 16 years. Senator Franken takes on smartphone apps. Total theater. Saying the companies are doing this illegally. It's Telecommunications Act, Bob. I told you that 3 weeks ago. A week after that, the media admitted it was under government orders. People are like, but that was Bush. No, it was actually Clinton. They're all on the same team. The same bureaucracy is still in control, no matter who comes and goes. These childlike people say, well, Bush wouldn't know that bin Laden was dead and not use that for himself politically. Bush is a front man. It's about the agenda of the elites. They're there to be built up, torn down, leave office, and be built back up again. Bush couldn't have brought bin Laden out because no one would have bought it. That's why the decision was made when the Democrats came out and broke ranks. All the big elitists, the former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, Walter Cronkite, at the most elite level of Bohemian Grove, went public. Teresa Hines Carey and a bunch of others saying, we know you got him, don't bring him out. So they stuck that ace back in the hole. Did we forget all that? 2003? Side issue. The media is acting like these companies did all this in unison together. First it was Apple, then Google smartphones, then AT&T, then the Microsoft phones. It's all of them. It's your home telephone. They break into that over digital switches, even if it's on copper. They can access it through a hub switch. Four detained at videotaping DIA security checkpoint. Now you're a terrorist if you videotape them groping a one-year-old baby. Amtrak backs Schumer plan for no ride list. It's already in place. Internal passport. Terror alert overload leads to call for new ride list. No ride list. Got to be breaking that down. Now, here are our articles dealing with, because they said they would do it. I remember in the 1980s seeing reports in the 90s, reading old reports from the 80s, how they wanted all cable boxes to break in with government announcements. How they wanted the EAS system to be in control of all radio and TV to be able to break in. They got it done by 96. This has already been in place. And Federal News Radio, back on February 7th, came out and said FCC presidential emergency alerts to be tested. And he said, coming up in 1 month, the president will start breaking in selectively on radio, TV, and smartphones with EAS. Now, on 9/11, they didn't use EAS because they didn't need to. They already had ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, all in line with the script. Within minutes, Bin Laden did it. We've got to attack Iraq. Now, because the internet growing so powerful and so fast, they've expanded their grids and all the telecommunications companies. Now, under the Cybersecurity Act, ISPs with 100 or more customers have to have it. My IT guys, under federal law, if they get this implemented, will have to go get federal licensing and put hubs in, even in my operation. They haven't passed that yet, but they're still implementing it. I mean, this is total control. Not so they can kill the internet. Oh, they'll kill the freedom of it, but take it over. It's not an internet kill switch. It's an internet telecommunications, full spectrum dominance, total takeover, just like the telescreens in the 9,000 locations, barking orders, telling you to be scared. They want to force you to watch them. In the 80s, they said they want to make alarm clocks where they remote control turn on with a shortwave chip in them that picks up a shortwave transmission. And, of course, it'll always be for hurricanes, tornadoes. And as they roll it out, it'll first be those alerts you don't have a choice with. They'll have examples of, oh, this woman, her phone broke in and told her there was a tornado nearby. She was saved. See how great it is that the feds, with the local threat fusion centers, the local brainwashing, spying, propaganda centers, will then break in over your phone, over your computer, over your cable system, over your AM and FM radio station. And they talked about this in 2003. I was broadcasting out of 1260 AM and filling in for shows there. It's now sports. But I was on that station and also fill in for them, so I was over there. And the engineer's like, look at this, Alex. I heard you talking about it. I didn't believe it. We've been told now the president may start breaking in and other government, and they may just randomly take hours a day, and they were all angry. Didn't happen. See, they put this in place, and they see if you'll accept it, and then they start pushing it. I mean, that is the essence of tyranny. Now, here's our article, February 8th, Obama launches total media takeover system. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Here's my video, February 8th, a few months ago, 3 months ago. Obama launches total takeover of media emergency alert system. So as they're getting the feds ready to implement this, the states ready to implement, then they come out with the new alert system. What did I tell you a year ago when they first talked about it would be? Individual tailored announcements. Oh, a gunman was seen in your town. Some guy putting his gun in the back of his car. They shut down the city. Oh, a box is on the side of the road. Take over your phone with the local announcement. I'll have to put up with Art Aceveda and the rest of them if they get away with this, taking over my phone. And they say it won't matter if my phone's even turned off. They're going to turn your phone on and force you to look at government propaganda. That's 1984. At 6 a.m., the telescreen, that's a two-way camera, turns on in his room and says, get up, everyone. She can see everybody in the apartment building that she's talking to over the closed-circuit TV. And she says, you, Winston Smith, touch your toes a little harder. It's government health, like Michelle Obama. Big Brother's going to tell you what to eat, how to exercise. Winston Smith, I'm watching you. These cameras, these phones, all these Bluetooth connections, all these wireless connections, they're two-way devices, and they're propaganda conduits. You're in Walmart. You're in Home Depot. You're in the mall. Telescreens are saying, watch everybody. Don't trust anybody but government. I mean, this is beyond 1984. And so we broke all of that down. Here is the report, April 21st, Steve Watson, Alex Jones. Are you scared yet? Big Sis to beam terror warnings to your iPhone. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, taking it over, using every Twitter, every Facebook, every MySpace, commandeering your list, your friends, your family, your network, tailoring messages to them. And giving the local corrupt politicos the power to access it as well. Boss Hogg has now can dial in and listen to your phone, not just Butch Napolitano up there. I mean, this is total propaganda weapon, seizing it. See, it's not enough that the Federal Reserve, it turned out, gave billions and billions of dollars of your tax money and trillions to foreign banks, but billions to MSNBC and thousands of domestic newspapers and other cable networks to put out anti-gun, anti-liberty, pro-open border messages. I'm about to get to high treason in a moment. I mean, the news is so fast and furious now. Now, because you don't believe them and they have such a low approval rating, mainstream media is down at 10%, Congress at 9%, they're falling apart, no one listens to them, they're like, what are we going to do? Well, we have this backup plan to take everything over and put up telescreens everywhere and break into all communications, and they're like, let's start it, let's first say it's for hurricanes, tornadoes, and terror alerts, and that's how they're rolling it out, exactly as we told you. Exactly as we told you. Remember the Amber Alert, where they break in for kidnapped kids, now you hear it? It's Alzheimer ladies. Then it's, oh, report illegal guns. Report terror. I've seen it in Texas. Report illegal guns. Report terror. A 1-800 number. You see, it's the tattletale society. Suddenly, every professional, lawyers, doctors, dentists, they're all getting Homeland Security visits saying, will you spy on your clientele? Will you spy on your neighbors? Last time we got numbers, it was close to 100,000 preachers secretly recruited since 2003 to spy on their flocks and give them messages of doing what the government says. I mean, this is a total military, scientific, long-term buildup to take America over. And notice we're coming up to the edge now, right as the economy implodes, right as the dollar's dying, right as they try to start all these new revolution wars and back up the Muslim extremist rebels in Egypt and Libya. And they admit Al-Qaeda's the good guy now in Libya fighting Gaddafi, but we got bin Laden. On and on and on and on and on and on. They're launching, they're launching, they're launching, they're launching. You can see it intellectually. You can study it geopolitically, and you can feel it in your gut. Now is the time to call the White House, call Congress, call talk radio to get our articles breaking this down and get it out to everyone. You have the power. We still have the web. But if they set off a dirty bomb or a small nuke or shoot up a bunch of shopping malls, they are going to do a test right when you're emotional and cut in all over radio and TV with government announcements. And then they'll claim, oh, the government announcements evacuated an area where other terrorists were attacking shopping malls. It worked. Then the precedent set. Then they hit you with a nuke. Then they mail out anthrax letters. That was confirmed to be government. And the criminals that run it. America has been hijacked. The government is illegitimate. It controls both major parties at the top. They ship in the narcotics. We've got the biggest prison population. Meanwhile, the border is wide open. It's been confirmed that 87 miles into Arizona, the feds have said, don't drive down this highway. Don't go to this national park. It's totally shut down. The UN has openly put out plans to break off the Southwest to be an enclave of Mexico. And I take you now to Obama in South Texas calling for total legalization, New York Times, and this, the complete and total high treason, Reuters, reporting it like it's reasonable and no big deal. States say we don't want to have to fund abortion. We don't want to have to fund illegals. We don't want to ban guns. We don't want to restrict alternative currencies. Feds say no. We don't want to have our speed limit 55. Feds come in, try to block it, saying states have no power. A group of and I've interviewed some of them, La Reconquista Congress people, mayors and others in Tucson are calling for the secession. This is Reuters. When you actually read what they're saying, Reuters whitewashes it. The secession of half of Arizona into a Mexican enclave of Mexico. This isn't Mexico doing this. It's the globalist breaking America down. Liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state. They are moving forward with the signed petitions for a referendum to secede from Arizona. But then we just say we want state sovereignty and not to be under federal international control. And they go, oh my gosh, secession, they're violent. They want to know it's not secession, just 10th Amendment. Meanwhile, liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state. There's been 13 killed on the Texas border, another shootout last night. Citizens being kidnapped, record numbers. I see it in the footnote every week in Austin, all the kidnappings. And they don't hype them up. It's just, oh, somebody was kidnapped. And it's always, 98% of the time, it's illegal aliens kidnapping people. Here in Austin, where they're just kidnapping left and right. They'll just grab your kid off the street and hold him for ransom, just like it's Mexico. And it's just a little footnote in the paper or the news. Yeah, this little girl got kidnapped. Don't worry about it. I know if you're an Austinite or somebody who lives in Arizona or California, you see it too. It's like, oh, we're not going to hype that up and tell you about a real threat. We're going to hype up the terrorists. They're going to get you any minute. We got to have no fly, no travel, no gun buy list. Oh, my gosh, give all your rights up. So, the total takeover, the preparation of the rollout of government announcements breaking in over your phones, your computer, your TV, your radio, that's now in full swing. No travel list. Remember Obama saying that we need a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military, a million strong? And they now admit, what is that? His Secure Corps, his AmeriCorps division. All those different teams they've recruited. That's who Homeland Security is now recruiting to be these new domestic Stasi squads. And when Republicans come in, they're going to continue it. Let's play that clip of Obama during the campaign calling for the domestic security force. Go ahead and roll it.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
There you go. And it is. It's the threat fusion centers. It's the federalized police. It's the goon forces, many of which getting paychecks. It's the media takeover grids. And now it's the no travel system. Homeland Security admits when they're done with this, you won't get a job. You won't be able to drive your car. Nothing without their authorization. The whole country becoming a martial law prison. We'll break it down. All right, I want to be clear about this. The globalists have positioned us for bankruptcy into this new Bancorp IMF World Bank digital currency receivership. But they've done it through fraud. They're criminals. The whole world's waking up to them. They need a police state, as the IMF and World Bank documents leaked in 2002 show, when they take over any country. They need a police state grid in place, or the people will take the government back and in many cases prosecute the government criminals that were bought off by the offshore crime syndicate. And so now they're coming in with their total media takeover. They're testing it. But nothing is more draconian than the internal passport. Remember 4 years ago, we have links to his speeches and articles about it in our articles that break it down in Paul Watson and Steve Watson, as well as Kurt Nimmo's articles. We have the links to Ron Paul and his quotes going, this national ID card is a domestic passport, an internal passport. Because the Fed said, if your state doesn't accept it, we won't accept it for Social Security. Or we won't accept it for you to get on a plane. We won't accept it for you to go to a national park or to the Statue of Liberty. Your kids will have to have this to go to the Statue of Liberty. It's a domestic system. And we've reported for now a year that in key unions where the globalists have control, they make you go through a criminal terror database search to get a job. Remember 2 weeks ago? 9/11 first responders, cops, firemen, medical people have to go through a terror database to get their health care. Everywhere they can, forcing you, oh, this is a federal special health care program. You've got to go through a terror database. That's to beta test it for everybody. And that's what Obama's talking about with his domestic security force. And they're also saying you get on this list, millions are on it. They admit political enemies are on it. You can't get off. You can't find out why you're on it. Now you can't buy a gun. No judge, no jury, no gun. Now you can't have a job. Now you can't get on trains. And now they're talking about, and states already have this, Texas does, license plate reading systems that know when your insurance is up. You're in a database. So the cops pull you over. And now they're saying if you're on a terror database, why aren't you picked up then? Well, because you're actually just a pro-Second Amendment or a liberal group, whatever. Now the cops pull you over because you're on a no-drive list. And then they've said they're planning this. You won't be able to leave your house, just like in Nazi Germany where they first said you can't do business. You can't leave your neighborhood. And it's funny that it's all these Israeli operatives like Chucky Schumer and Rahm Emanuel are the ones pushing this. They want us to live like Arabs do in Israel. And they admit that's the plan. But therefore, Israelis having M16s in Israel, just Americans can't have our guns. I'm sick of it. But there's other groups pushing this as well. But I'm calling these people out. Let's go ahead and play Obama again with his domestic security force.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now, we're not going to really have time to play the whole thing, but in our articles, we have Rahm Emanuel saying, if you're on a no-fly list, you can't buy a gun, you're not part of America. Here it is. All right, we got to set up a different computer system then, because when we got one, then we got to cue the other, and then we're not going to be able to play it. So here it is.
Make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
You can be in the country, but just you can't have a gun.
And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice. And we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family.
All right, we'll be right back. So the government, the bureaucrats, they just put you on a list. No travel, no guns, no job, no food.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, best-selling author, is our guest. The new book, New York Times best-selling author Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read, available at Infowars.com. We've got a deal where you can get one of the films free when you get the book with Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Now, Governor, it's great to have you back. You're down in Mexico right now, but we've got you for the full hour. Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I want to cover some sub-issues before we come back and get your take on the entire Bin Laden fable. They're telling us that we've got to give up even more rights now that Bin Laden's been reportedly killed. They're announcing the government's going to have alerts over our cell phones. They're going to have a no-travel list now. For trains, you name it. We're going to talk about all that with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. But getting into the no-travel thing first. So we thought we'd escape the TSA by not flying on commercial jets, but now they're announcing, Governor, that they want to have these on the roads, the highways, the trains. They've been beta testing those. What's your view on that?
Well, it doesn't surprise me at all because, Alex, you know, I drive to and from Mexico every year. And after clearing customs at the border, and it doesn't matter what border, whether it's California or Arizona, when you clear customs, you get about an hour under the freeway in the United States of America. And this has been going on for the last 6 years because that's how long I've been living in Mexico and Minnesota. You come to an immigration stop out in the middle of the highway where you have to sit out there in the hot desert for an hour and a half and clear a second immigration stop. So it doesn't surprise me because these stops have been going along and they're illegal, in my opinion, because you've already shown your passport at the border. Why are you required to produce it again an hour into the United States? So, you know, this is stuff that they've been setting up that I've been watching for 6 years now in my travels via Mexico back to the U.S. every year.
They're just expanding the control. Well, let's say they want to protect us from terrorists. Terrorists, they get a leak, might want to attack a mall. Are they going to put TSA in front of every mall? Well, they're now announcing they want that. Are they going to, there's close to 200,000 miles of rails, over 2.5 million miles of roads. I mean, it's impossible to protect all this. It's a joke.
Alex, are they expecting, an attack? Is that what they're saying? I mean, I've been down in Mexico. Are they priming us that we're going to get hit again, and so they want to be preemptive, and that's what they're telling us?
Yes, they've just so happened been training for years with real checkpoints at bus stations and train terminals, but now they're rolling it out saying, Al-Qaeda, it's inevitable they're going to hit in a revenge for Bin Laden. We're going to talk about it after the break. And so you got to give all your rights up now, and we've got to basically have TSA train federalized police through the threat fusion centers just sticking their hands down our pants everywhere.
Well, you know, it's like the old forefather. I can't remember if it was Ben Franklin or which one of them said it when they made the great statement that if you're going to trade your liberty for security, well, then you have neither. And it seems that that's what our country is willing to do now, that we're willing to trade our liberty to be secure. I mean, Alex, I go crazy right now. I mean, I have to sue to prove that Jesse Ventura is not a threat just so I can fly commercially. I mean, what kind of nonsense is going on in this country?
It's amazing. And the more liberty we give up, now they say the terror threat 10 years later is even worse. We need more of your rights. They spend trillions of dollars in the last 10 years in the domestic system. There's close to a million domestic private contractor spies. This is big business. And the truth is, it's not going anywhere, just like the prison industry, until we say no. That's why they made drugs illegal, so they could have a black market, bring them in, and arrest their competition. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. The book is 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. He'll be with us for the next 55 minutes. We're going to get into the whole Bin Laden fable and get his take on it straight ahead. First day he's doing interviews. We're honored to have him. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 10th day of May, 2011. Joining us from the Baja in California is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura's new book, climbing up the New York Times bestseller list, Jesse Ventura, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, available at Infowars.com. Governor Ventura, out of the gates. We're now 9 days into the killing of Bin Laden. We were told 8 separate times he'd been killed. We have those articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They told us buried at sea. They won't show us the photo because, quote, conspiracy theorists, the president said on 60 Minutes, wouldn't believe it. That means people that have been lied to so much, they don't believe anything. And I know talking to you privately, that was your point. But Governor, looking at this situation and the way they've changed the story so many times, what's your take and view on this, Governor Ventura?
Well, you know, it's hard to have a take and view on it for me, Alex, because as you said, I'm down here in the Baja and I get wind of stuff 48 hours or 3 days after it happens. So you guys know certainly more than I do. And, you know, I've been asked, people have said to me, well, could we have taken him alive and da-da-da? I said, I can't make any statement on that because you'd have to be there. You'd have to be part of the operation. If the Navy SEALs indeed did kill Bin Laden, well, they're the best unit at doing that because that's their expertise. And they could accomplish that mission if the mission were indeed true. Do I think it's true or not? I don't know because my government has lied to me so often. I mean, look at when they lied about the death of Pat Tillman. They lied about the Jessica Lynch recovery. They lied about weapons of mass destruction. They lied about ties to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. So really, the government has no credibility with me. So when I hear a story that they accomplished this, and then there's so many other weird things about it, like they buried him at sea 24 hours later, well, why? And then they said it was Muslim religion. I might be wrong, but I think isn't that Jewish where you have to bury within 24 hours? I'm not an expert on religions, but I'm not sure that that's part of the Muslim religion or not.
No, the imams have come out and said that you need to be buried after you've been washed facing Mecca, and that burial at sea is a big no-no.
Well, okay, then there you got it. So why did they bury him at sea? I guess because the Navy caught him. That's the only thing I could come up with. But, no, you know, they won't show us photos. They're just telling us he's dead, and I guess it's worked so many times before, Alex. Why wouldn't it work again?
Well, you bring up the point of lies. It came out last Wednesday that White House did not watch the live killing. Then they said he fought back and the SEALs had to kill him. Then they said he didn't fight back and that they took him out and then killed him. Then they said he used his wife as a human shield. Then they said that didn't happen. And then they won't show us the body. I mean, this is very, very, very bizarre.
I can tell you this, Alex. As far as the operational end on the ground, being the knuckle draggers, the SEALs that did the op, it shows me that policy hasn't changed at all since Vietnam. Because in Vietnam, our standard policy, if we were going to do a kidnapping or going to do something of this order, would be you offer the person one time. And if the person doesn't fully cooperate, you then take them out. You eliminate them. And it's that quick. So whoever the operator, if it indeed happened, as they said it went down, whoever the operational leader on the ground was, I fully could see why he would be taken out that quickly, because that's no different than what it was in Vietnam, that you give one opportunity, and if they so choose to not exercise that opportunity, then you eliminate them.
Well, what's amazing is they showed this White House Situation Room and said that they were watching bin Laden being killed. And then they said, actually, the video cut out for 24 minutes and they didn't watch it. And they lied about that. And then Jessica Lynch, for 3 days, she's there at the hospital. The Iraqis have pulled out. The doctors go and say, please come here and get her. Jerry Bruckheimer gets on satellite feed. The director scripts how to do this staged rescue. Turns out she didn't fight in the convoy. The other guys did. And then magically, those guys all died in a week, getting shot in the head or drowning or running off the road. With Pat Tillman, he writes letters home saying, I'm coming home to be anti-war. He gets shot 3 times in the head at close range. They claim that he was killed by Al-Qaeda till the Army coroner report came out saying foul play was shown. I mean, you're at Gulf of Tonkin. The list goes on and on. So bottom line, I mean, this looks like an election ploy stunt, and I don't believe a word of it. What's your view?
Well, again, I don't know. I got to delve into it. I got to start reading on it when I get back to the States, and I'll make a few phone calls with people that I know and see what I can tap on behind the scenes. You know, I'm still a bit connected to the SEAL units, and I can't believe that they would knowingly participate in a fraud. But then again, I guess if you're ordered to do something, you have to do what you're ordered to do. But I can't see a SEAL platoon actively participating in a fraud unless they pulled a fraud on them too. And maybe they had some guy there that looked like bin Laden and did him in. I don't know.
Well, that's exactly how they operate. That's exactly, they have decoys, people that are set up. And now they released this video of the 5 videos, 4 of them were previously released videos. We've gone and shown the exact same video was released, one of them 4 years ago, but they cut the audio out so it wouldn't be too obvious. And the one video that's new is an old guy from the side whose ears don't even look like bin Laden, supposedly watching bin Laden on TV.
Yeah, I did see that photograph last night, and I kind of chuckled at it, and I thought, that's him? And then I thought to myself, well, then what they really did was just shot an old man in his bed, right? Was sitting there with his wives? I don't know. Again, I can't comment on what happened on the ground because I'm not privy to anything that went down with the actual platoon over there. But they could do it, and they could certainly accomplish it if it was real. Whether it's real or not, Alex, I have no way of knowing.
But you're saying that you do question the official story because you've been lied to so much.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for the last decade, it's been nothing but lies, whether it's the Bush administration or the Obama administration. It's lie after lie. Like I said, we're to the point now, Alex, I have to go to court to be able to fly in my own country. What kind of country is that when you got to go to court to be able to fly and not be searched? You have to prove you're innocent every time you go to an airport.
It's amazing. They've now announced today, and this was actually set up months ago, the new alert system was really integrated in years ago. They're going to be breaking in on smartphones, cell phones, computers, radio, TV, with government alerts, messages from the president forcing you to watch them. 9,000 locations, 800 Walmarts, malls are getting telescreens saying nobody's safe, watch your neighbor, trust no one but government. I mean, is that not 1984, Governor?
I don't know. Why are they doing that, Alex? What are we supposed to do? We're all supposed to go to Walmart and watch them on TV when they come on?
Well, it's about them forcing their way into our lives. Chuckie Schumer and now Amtrak, looks like they're going to agree, as well as other terminals around the country, to have TSA sticking their hands down our pants. Have you seen the new video of the 6-year-old having them stick their hands on her pants, or the 1-year-old baby with them pulling the diaper off?
No, I didn't see the one-year-old baby with the diaper, but I did see the young child. I was on with Lou Dobbs that particular day right before I left to go back to Mexico on the book tour. And, you know, Lou was irate over it, and he thanked me for bringing my lawsuit on behalf of millions of Americans, including himself, for standing up for this stuff. And but, you know, that's about all you can do. I mean, we just got to be vigilant, Alex, and not accept this as normal behavior in what's supposed to be a free country.
Well, how could TSA, if there were real terrorists, protect cornfields, rural areas, highways, hundreds of thousands of miles of train? They claim the Al-Qaeda documents that the boogeyman Bin Laden had, so they want to go up and derail trains. So how is searching everybody that gets on trains and putting them through a no-ride list, how is that going to stop Al-Qaeda? I mean, how are they going to stop anybody?
How many Al-Qaeda are there? I mean, I'm trying to figure out, are they trying to make us believe that there's like millions of them out there?
No, they claim there's less than 100 in Afghanistan, less than 100 in Pakistan, maybe 100.
Well, that means there's more Hells Angels than there are Al-Qaeda, right?
Well, also, Jesse, let me ask you this question.
Right, Alex?
Absolutely.
There's more Hells Angels than there are Al-Qaeda then.
Well, here's another question. If they say he didn't resist and that the SEALs got him and then executed him, why, if he's the greatest intelligence asset in the world, knows where all the Al-Qaeda bodies are buried, knows the next attack, why execute Osama bin Laden? And they're telling us torture's great and torture's wonderful because it gets data. Well, then why not take bin Laden and torture him?
Exactly. Well, that, again, though, that's a question that would happen in the field, and I can understand the SEAL operative, because if it was the same as Vietnam, if you give them one opportunity, if they fail to do that, you eliminate them, pretty much. And that's unconventional warfare, and that's what the SEALs are about. It's not conventional warfare. And but I certainly would rather capture him. Absolutely. This guy would know everything, supposedly, about Al-Qaeda. Why wouldn't you attempt to capture him first so that you could gain knowledge from this guy to warrant off other attacks or whatever it might be? It seems stupid to just have plain executed him without trying to at first capture him. But again...
Well, Jesse, let me stop you.
I can't speak for the guys on the ground who actually did the op. I don't know.
Sure, but my point is, sir, they changed the story. First, they said he resisted, fired at them, that the helicopter got hurt by being fired at. Then they changed that. Then he used his wife as a shield. Then they said no. Now they say he didn't resist. They took him and executed him. They had him. They executed him. And the word is, if you believe he was killed, he had knowledge of being CIA in the 80s and 90s. Clinton had a chance to get him in 96 in Sudan, and they didn't want that out, so they were ordered to kill him. Then Obama said, no, we didn't order him to be killed. So the point is, we're being lied to. They've changed the stories. We'll be right back with Governor Jesse Ventura with more.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Governor Ventura and I were just talking during the break, and he was having time to really cogitate on the whole bin Laden situation. He takes off part of the year and goes down and writes books and researches down in the Baja, Mexico, and surfs. But he was going, didn't Benazir Bhutto, the president of Pakistan, come out and say he'd been killed? And then she got killed a week later, at execution style. And Pakistani intelligence former head told me here it was Cheney had her killed. And wasn't it in 2003 in the election, we had Madeleine Albright come out and say he was dead and that Bush was thinking about rolling him out. Then Walter Cronkite did it. Then Teresa Hines Carey did it. And so Bush backed off. I had Steve Pachinik, the guy that co-wrote the books with, of course, the very famous writer Tom Clancy. He was the head of Black Op Operations, worked with the SEALs in psychological warfare, the Delta Force. He told me in April 2002, Governor, that he died of kidney failure and they were going to roll him out later, claiming that we'd killed him. So with all those high-powered people saying that and then them changing the story so much, what does your gut tell you? I mean, you said...
It causes me concern over the fact that this guy supposedly was on a dialysis machine way back 10 years ago. How could he survive that long if he needed dialysis treatments all the time? I mean, I don't know too many people that are that overly active if they require dialysis treatment on a regular basis.
Well, he had several diseases that on average people die within 2 years. The longest lived are six. Total renal failure. That's why even CBS News reported he was at the American hospital in, quote, Dubai, being treated by American doctors. And even Dan Rather went and interviewed him. And this was just months before 9/11. I mean, he was near death then.
Yeah, you know, and so I don't know. I don't know what to believe, Alex. It's that's the disturbing thing about being a United States citizen today, is the fact that you can't believe mainstream media, because mainstream media is totally bought and sold, and they're in bed with the government, and you know, that's their job now, is to simply report what the government wants us told. And in light of that fact, you have to learn everything on shows like yours and on the internet and all these other alternative places where you can attempt to get through them and learn the truth. But again, everyone's susceptible to being misled, no matter where it is, be it the internet or where else. So it really boggles the mind on trying to figure it out. That's why I don't like to make rash decisions on it. I like to look at the thing, take my time, and do my own studying rather than just simply reacting to what media says to me.
Well, we're going to get a headline out at Infowars.com. My writer was just in here during the break, you know, trying to get an answer from me with what to go with. Obviously, it's big news. Your opinion is highly valued out there by independents and people that love liberty. And I think the fair headline is Governor Jesse Ventura, or Jesse Ventura. I've been lied to so much. I question or I need more information. I mean, what should the headline be?
I question everything the government tells me. It's that simple, Alex.
And you went on to question they lied about Lynch and did a Jerry Bruckheimer production of
the lied about the murder of Pat Tillman, which is unconscionable when they tried to turn that into a political staged deal to support their war and political position. Unbelievable. They've lied so often about so many things.
WMDs.
I don't know what to believe.
WMDs, fake documents on that. It turned out they ordered, the U.S. ordered England in the White House memo to fix intelligence along with us that we were going to go ahead and go to war.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been getting lied to for the most of the last decade. It's unbelievable. So the simple thing is, I don't know what to believe. Because my government lies to me, they have no credibility with me.
Let me expand on that. We're about to go to break with a long segment coming up. But the New York Post on May 7th ran a headline, "The Truth Hurts." And they said that Governor Jesse Ventura has since reversed his position that he believed bin Laden was dead. Well, you were just going off what even mainline news was saying, that it was believed he was dead. And they said he since reversed his position. I then searched, and I knew you were in Mexico. There was no news on you in over a month since you'd been in Mexico. And I looked for you doing a reversal on bin Laden. You never did it. So here they are, correct me if I'm wrong, saying you reversed yourself when you never did it.
No, I've never met him. Alex, this is the first day I've done an interview since my book tour, and you were on my book tour. That's what, 3-4 weeks ago?
Time Magazine's out saying that I've reversed myself now that they've released these videos, which a bunch of them are old, already released. It says, well, Jones now has to basically admit he's wrong. I did not do that. I'm right. I know it's totally fake. I predicted all this years ago, but that's what they do. They think their readers are a bunch of idiots, and that's why the mainstream media is dying. Governor Jesse Ventura. Folks, this book is really waking a lot of folks up. Available at Infowars.com. The book is doing extremely well. That's why he's back. We'll talk about the huge success of 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read with Governor Jesse Ventura on the other side. Stay with us. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Alex Jones, and the website is weaintgottimetobleed.com. Weaintgottimetobleed.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, I'm here reading from CBSNews.com, where they admit that the White House issued a photo of them in the Situation Room watching the operation. Now it turns out they have to admit they watched nothing. The whole thing was a staged fake. But you can look at the photo with Hillary with her hand over her mouth, Obama all looking tough. They clearly scripted this entire thing. And, Governor, just going over more of the lies we've been told. I mean, government is constantly being caught in lies. And I think it's common sense to question.
You know what bothers me? Here's what troubles me, Alex, about the lying, is that when we lie to them, we go to jail. It's that simple. I mean, look at right now in baseball. You got Barry Bonds. He might go to jail. You got Roger Clemens. He might go to jail. And, of course, Martha Stewart did go to jail. And she didn't go for insider trading. She went to jail for lying to the government. So that's one thing that really disturbs me. The government can lie to us, and there's no repercussions to them. They do it all the time. And yet when we lie to them, we face jail time.
Or when they say we lie. I mean, these new federal laws they've had the last decade have put hundreds of thousands of people in prison where you've actually done nothing wrong, but then they claim that you lied on your finances and they find $10 more or $10 less than you said. And they go, technically, you lied. It doesn't matter that it's really a mistake. You go to prison.
Well, you know, like I said, you got the high-profile cases like baseball, and I always question and go, what does steroid use in baseball have to do with the government? Nothing. You know, and it's that whole premise that if we lie to them, we go to jail. And yet it seems every politician in this country, lying must be the major course they take in college. I don't know. I didn't go to college, Alex. Do they have a course on lying?
Well, what they've done is they've tried to break our will and just train us to accept total corruption. I want to shift gears into another facet of this whole Bin Laden hoax that's being used to roll out even more tyranny. They're now saying you've got to give up even more rights. Al-Qaeda attacks are imminent. They're going to attack everything. They've got 160 buried nukes. KSM, who they've been torturing for, 6 years now, who confessed to bombing buildings that were built after he was kidnapped or given rendition. KSM, 2 weeks before 9/11, they released a statement claiming KSM said there are buried nukes in Europe and the U.S., and Bin Laden will detonate them. He has orders to detonate them if he is killed. Now, the Associated Press, in fact, let's pull that up on screen, KSM, nukes buried in America. The mainstream media is reporting nukes buried in Europe and America from KSM. Bin Laden knows where they're buried. The Navy SEALs are ordered not to kill him. That's now the official story. But then they do kill him as if they wouldn't follow their orders. And Dick Cheney comes out and says Obama should reinstate waterboarding. He told Fox Sunday. He told Chris Wallace that on Fox. Former Vice President Dick Cheney said Sunday that President Barack Obama should be should put waterboarding back on the table. And then I want to shift to this article by Washington's blog. U.S. government used communist torture techniques specifically designed to produce false confessions. And then he has links to the Navy SEAL training and the Army training. And it says that they now have announced as of 2009, and that Senator Levin is commenting on the Senate Armed Services Committee report on torture, declassified today, drops the following bombshell, that the survival evasion resistance, this is when you said years ago, you know, you talk about how you've been waterboarded and it is torture, and that you'd be happy to waterboard Dick Cheney, that they're actually using the SERE techniques that SEALs and other special forces are put through in the basic training now of advanced troops in this survival evasion resistance. They're not teaching them how to take the torture. They're teaching them how to torture now. That was declassified last week. Governor, what do you say about Cheney pushing this and them now training the troops how to torture?
Well, like I said before, Dick Cheney should be a man of his word, and he should try it first before he recommends it. It's that simple. Dick Cheney needs to lie down and be waterboarded. And that way he'll know what he's talking about. Because right now Dick Cheney speaks out of ignorance. He doesn't know what he's talking about because he's never had it done to him. So I think the first thing Dick Cheney should do is volunteer to have it done. I just read in today's paper that he's contemplating whether he needs a new heart or not. Well, if he gets waterboarded, he won't have to make that decision anymore.
What do you make of them taking this training that you talked about going through, survival evasion resistance?
Fear school was required back when I was in the Navy. If you were going anywhere into a combat zone, they required you to pass, successfully complete fear school, which was called survival, escape, resistance, and evasion. And now that's where you were essentially waterboarded. Everybody was. And you spent the 24 hours at a mock POW camp and all of this stuff because you never knew, I guess, if you were going to face that as a reality after you deployed. As far as teaching people how to do those techniques, I think that's very, very wrong, because if you're involved in a war, you're supposed to treat your enemy combatant with a certain amount of respect if they've surrendered to you. And I think that as a country, we should always be taking the high ground. And for Dick Cheney to come out and advocate torture again, well, that means he's putting us on the low ground again. Because then when somebody tortures us, or when somebody does something to us, we will have no recourse or no high ground position to take anymore. Because the fact is, we do it. So therefore, how can we be morally on high ground at all? And I beg to ask the question, here's a guy with 5 deferments from the military telling us what foreign policy we should have and how we should operate with enemy combatants or enemy soldiers or everything like that. A guy who he himself was a coward and got 5 deferments from the Vietnam War. How dare him? And how dare anybody even give this guy to bother to listen to him? Is that bold enough for you, Alex?
Yes, sir, it is bold. And expanding on that, Bush wrote a book last year admitting he ordered torture. He'd do it again. The Army's own report from Abu Ghraib admits small children were raped in front of their parents. That's NBC News. You want to pull up the full report if you got the will to read it, listeners. This is what the good guys supposedly do, but they're not even worried about moral high ground. When foreigners do torture, it's horrible, it's terrible, they're dastardly, they're evil, but then simultaneously it's good when we do it. They're trying to warp our minds, but here it is. It says, with last week's release of Department of Justice legal counsel opinions, it is now widely known that Bush administration officials distorted survival, evasion, resistance, and escape training, a legitimate program used by the military to train our troops to resist abusive enemy interrogations, by authorizing abusive techniques from the SERE SEERS training for use in detaining interrogations. So the point is, what was declassified last week is everybody getting SEERS training at special forces level now. It's not how to resist it, it's how to do it. They're building an army of torturers.
Well, then we should be hanging our head in shame, because that's not, I don't care what happens, that is not what the United States of America is supposed to be about, Alex. And like I said, if we lose all our moral high ground, then we certainly have lost the war on terror, because, you know, when our Constitution and our Bill of Rights don't exist anymore, well, that means the terrorists have won. But I think that happens internally. It doesn't happen from the terrorists. I think the terrorists are being used as an excuse.
Well, I think there's no doubt whoever the terrorists are, and we know it's black ops, private corporate criminal networks that are doing the lion's share of it, that the terrorists have won, and the government, the media are terrorizing us. What's your take, Governor, on we were told bin Laden's been killed after 9.5 years, and now they say we got to take more rights, the terror threat's greater. Well, then that means as they kill more, then it makes more of a threat. I mean, when does this end?
Well, I think here's the question I want to ask. Now that we've killed bin Laden, can't we bring all the troops home?
Yes.
Isn't it time for us to now pack up and come home? Isn't the war over? If this was indeed the man who masterminded 9/11, and we've now killed him, like they told us that they have on May 1st or whatever the date was, well then, shouldn't we be beginning immediate withdrawal from both Iraq and Afghanistan and bring all our men and women home?
Incredible. Incredible. Let me raise another point. Jim Tuck.
I mean, is that unreasonable?
No, it's not.
It seems to me now we won the war. Isn't this the ultimate thing, was to get the guy that allegedly did 9/11?
Well, now they're saying that.
Although, you know, I'll tell you something, Alex. We needed to capture bin Laden. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
We needed to find find out how he achieved 9/11, because what happened on 9/11, I believe today, it was not a controlled demolition, it was not nanothermite, and it certainly was not the pancake effect of two planes hitting a building. There was something else in play there, Alex. There was a weapon in play that day that I don't even know what it is, but it's, I can equate it to being like a microwave. You know how you can take a piece of chicken and put it on a paper plate and stick it in the microwave and the chicken will burn, but the paper plate won't?
Yes.
Well, something happened that day equivalent to a microwave. And by capturing bin Laden, maybe we could find out what weapon he truly has. Because I just learned there were 1,400 cars toasted that day all over the streets of Manhattan.
No, that's right. The cars that didn't have anything fall on them were completely fried, but expanding. Just like a secret helicopter reportedly crashed, we know they're 30 years advanced what they really have. But there's another area that if you look at it, British physicists and others, and it turns out the government did measure this, you can confirm it, radioactive isotopes used in small nukes were picked up in levels off the charts in and around the towers.
No, I don't buy that. I don't buy that.
Now, well,
nukes were not used.
Well, the radiation was picked up. Now,
I don't buy it, because when those towers went down, there was less impact than when they brought down the Superdome in Seattle. And there should have been way more. Those towers literally disintegrated. They went into dust. And nukes don't do that. Not at that level. Radiation would have been extremely high.
Well, I'll tell you, Tower 1 and 2 are very suspicious. But when you look at 7, that's a conventional controlled demolition.
No, it isn't. No, it was not either. Because you got to read the book, Where Did the Towers Go? By Dr. Judy Wood, BS, MS, and PhD.
No, I know who she is. I know who she is.
I just finished her book. It's very remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you that Tower 1 and 2 exploded into pyrotechnic dust, and things were being ejected long distances. But 7, you can see the boom, 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 and the symmetrical collapse into its own footprint.
Yeah, but you also see it lathering up a half hour soon, where smoke started coming out of one side of the building and one side of the building only. You had cases, the dust was everywhere with paper. Always remember, there's a simple thing. When metal when something is hot, it will glow. But it doesn't have to be hot to glow. Not everything that glows is hot.
Well, I know this. They do have a lot of...
It was a weapon used that day, Alex, but it's a weapon that's beyond anything that I know about.
Well, I'll tell you what I want to know. I want to know why they killed bin Laden. If he knew how to make NORAD stand down, he knew how to have aircraft do maneuvers that the best fighter pilots couldn't do at Flight 77 at the Pentagon.
We should have captured the guy. That should have been the highest priority. But again, I understand if it truly went down and the SEALs made the call on the ground, I understand why, because that's the same policy that we had for the last 40 years.
Now, here's my issue. Bin Laden couldn't carry out 9/11. We know the hijackers were ordered to be let into the U.S. via the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. We know the head of the Defense Language School went public and said ADA was trained there. Even Newsweek admits hijackers trained at U.S. bases. They were decoys. They were set up. And following the M.O. of these people, the SEALs probably thought if they did do this mission that they were killing bin Laden. And they had a lookalike in there who was playing part in some drill and then found out it was real. And the SEALs shot him and they threw him in the ocean and told the SEALs, good job, you killed bin Laden. That's exactly how the globalists operate. But again, that is theory. That is going through a theory. All I know is that the official story of 9/11 doesn't fit into a guy in a cave being able to carry it out. And regardless, Governor, they've used 9/11. We got the Homeland Security MIAC reports 2 years ago to go after the American people and to take our liberty. So it's been used. I mean, we know Saddam wasn't involved and they tried to frame him for it.
Again, America changed that fateful day, and it changed for the worse. And I just have a difficult time believing this bearded guy in a cave is responsible for all this. I just have a very hard time accepting that as being the truth.
You're right. I absolutely agree with you, and we need to continue to investigate. It's certainly been used to kill our republic, something foreign terrorists couldn't do. The government, no matter what administration is in, it energetically attacks the Bill of Rights.
By the way, look at they still don't admit that we did that show on my TV show, Alex. The one on police state that they pulled after one episode.
That's right, and the network won't say anything. Governor, you told me privately what you think the future of the show is. Are you ready to tell folks more about the show getting censored with that particular episode?
Well, I'll talk about that episode. Of course, it was last year we did the episode on the police state where we produced the Homeland Security bill that said FEMA was to build no less than 6 internment camps throughout the country. And when I inquired as to who was going in these and why these were being built, you know, we got stiff opposition in Washington, and of course they came down on the parent company of True TV, and they pulled the show. It only aired once, and now they won't even acknowledge that the show exists. And fortunately, you can see it because it aired that one time, so it's going to be out there on YouTube. But officially, it's not part of the show anymore. Of the 15 episodes we did, I guess there's only actually 14 now.
What about the future of Conspiracy Theory, which came out last season as the number one new show? Then they put it in the dead zone Friday night, still the number one new show for second season. Record audience for those guys. And you were telling me privately some things. Can you talk about that?
Well, just that, you know, the ball's in their court. Whether it'll be renewed or not, I can't say at this time. I don't know if it will or will not be. But they had to submit 8 new conspiracy theories to them. And so they will look them over and I guess make a determination of whether we're back on the air or not. But they haven't promoted us at all, so that's not a good sign.
Yeah, well, should folks try to contact True TV or Time Warner and tell them put that good informative...
I don't do that, Alex. If people want to do that, that's up to them. But, you know, I won't ask for people to do that at all. If people are inclined to want to do that, they certainly, you know, I encourage them that they certainly can, but I won't ask for that at all.
Say this. I mean, I know you told me on the road, well, I won't even get into it. It's not a lot of sweat off your back if they don't want to renew it. It's a lot of work. I mean, you guys fly all over the country, a lot of research.
Well, and that's another problem we have, Alex. What do I do about my flying situation now? Well, because I cannot fly commercial anymore.
That's right. They don't want to pay for the private jet. I know that's probably part of it. So there is Homeland Security ruining your TV show.
Yeah, very well could be because of the fact that I have the pending lawsuit, and therefore I cannot fly commercially, so I can't go out on location anymore unless they fly me in a private jet, and they certainly don't have the budget for that, I can assure you of that.
Well, just like the Jews in Nazi Germany, first they wouldn't let them travel, wouldn't let them do business. Now Homeland Security, headed up by Schumer and others, are saying... that you will be on a no-work list, no-travel list, starting with trains, aircraft, no-gun-buy list. White House is pushing that. Just a magic list that they just put you on, and they admit in the Washington Post, anti-war people, pro-gun, property rights people, Tea Party people are now being barred, over 2 million on the list. The government just puts you on a list, and now soon it'll be...
Alex, how do you find out if you're on the list?
They won't tell you why you're on it. You just suddenly can't travel. That's Nazi Germany right there.
That's ridiculous. I mean, why can't you go and inquire whether you're on a list or not? I mean, it seems to me you should be able to do that.
Well, what do you think of them? Well, you might be a terrorist, Governor. What do you think about everybody's a terrorist, but the government crooks robbing us? It's now been confirmed, $27 trillion, as we broke down 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, $27 trillion just up until about a year and a half into the bailout. That the rest is secret. $27 trillion to foreign banks and people like MSNBC got Federal Reserve taxpayer money to push propaganda. Now we learn what's going on. But let's not worry about the bankers robbing us and the dollar plunging. Let's all worry about terrorists under the table, Governor.
Oh, not only terrorists under the table, but like these three gentlemen I ran into at the golf course the other day. They were more worried about that we got to stop these unions. You know, these union benefits that these state workers have, we got to get rid of that. I looked at these guys and said, oh, you want to bust them, but you don't want to do nothing about Wall Street, huh?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, look, they always talk about free market. Wall Street is the main piglet on the teat of the hog, and it's a piglet 4 or 5 times bigger than the mama hog, and the rest of the population is starving runt piglets with our bones showing, and Wall Street sitting there bigger than mama, sucking everything out of in mama. Basically, it's a vampire pig sucking the blood out of mama.
I got a good idea, too, Alex. Let's stop benefits for elected officials.
Yes.
Let's truly make it public service. That if you go there to get elected, you do public service. You don't get your own retirement fund. You don't get your own medical health care. That you have to have the same health care that any other government employee has.
That's a good point. They make themselves exempt from the rules we're under and the system that they create for us. Just like you pointed out, government can lie all day and never gets in trouble. But if they claim we lie, we go to the gulag.
Yeah, we go to jail for it. No, absolutely. We should cut out all benefits for them, make them survive the same way we have to. You know, like right now, you know, they're going to revamp Social Security and all that. Well, isn't it interesting? They don't get Social Security.
Very well said. Governor, we're almost out of time. We have a deal at InfoWars.com that when you get Jesse Ventura's 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read, incredible, hardcover, wake up anybody out there. It's only proven, admitted crimes and outrageous terrorist events and government drug dealing. It's an amazing book. And you get Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, discounted with it by Mark Dice. You can get any of my new films or films I've produced, whatever film you choose, DVD film, free when you get it with Governor Ventura's book along with Big Brother, or get either one of these books by themselves, all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. The good news is, Governor, my radio show and websites are exponentially growing. Your book is way up there on the bestseller list week after week.
You know what's interesting about it, though, Alex? This is my second book way up on the bestseller list, and again, it hasn't been reviewed by any mainstream media, to my knowledge.
Absolutely. The fix is in.
Yeah. No, I mean, they don't review my books at all. They ignore them completely. They completely ignore them. No matter how long they stay on the New York Times top 10.
But here's the difference. In the past, if they did that with a book, it would never even make it on the charts. Now, the alternative media, the real media, is growing so fast, they're panicking. But here's the problem. This isn't an internet kill switch that Homeland Security set up. It's really an internet takeover system. And the government's admitting now they may start shutting down alternative media and that they're going to start broadcasting government announcements over all media breaking in. I mean, doesn't that sound like the Running Man?
Yeah, it sounds like it. And boy, we'll sure get the truth then, won't we, Alex? My goodness. It'll be just fountains of information and truth for us, as Steve Buscemi said in Fargo.
Oh, man, so much is happening. We only got about 2-3 minutes left with you, Governor. Of course, the website is weaintgottimetobleed.com. Get the book, 63 Docs, at InfoWars.com. Support the Gov and his work. Support my work. But more importantly, get a tool that you can read yourself and pass on to others. This book is tailor-made to wake up people who are skeptics, because it's all government documents with the URLs of the government, so you can go check it out for yourself. And no wonder the system won't review this, because they're scared of it. The truth hurts the tyrants. When are you coming back to the U.S.? Because as fast as things are moving, we look forward to having you back on.
I'll probably be back in the U.S. Shortly after the Memorial weekend.
All right. So we look.
I'll be back then, because you know why I'm delaying my trip? Because we had so much snow in Minnesota that 6 of the greens at my golf course had to go temp.
Wow.
So, hell, I ain't got nothing to come back for, Alex, if there ain't golf.
You know, I'm going to take golf back up again just so I make myself not work all the time. Maybe sometime you come visit me again in Austin, we'll go play some golf.
Well, we could do that, but remember, that Texas is the home of the Texas wedge. You know what that is, don't you?
Yes.
That's where you putt 30 yards off the green, because the ground's so hard you can't get a sand wedge down into it. It's like hitting concrete.
Oh, man.
I know that from playing Willie's course with him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hey, listen, Gov, it was great having you on.
Okay, Alex, take care, and I'll be back up in the States within a month, and we'll talk then.
All right, we're going to break. Let me just say bye to you right here. I just want to commend you. Where exactly is the book on the bestseller? Last time I saw it was number 4 on Amazon.
Yeah, well, it was number 4 on the New York Times for like 3 or 4 weeks in a row now. It's been right at number 4, pretty solid, all the information.
Well, amazing.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura really boiled it down. The government's been caught lying, killing, stealing, staging events to get us into wars, lying about WMDs, lies, 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 and then lies all over the official story of Bin Laden shooting back, not shooting back, that Obama watching it live in the Situation Room, didn't, buried at sea. That's why so many Americans in polls that are out there now are not buying this. Now, I want to recap. Well, I mean, here's an example. New York Post said that that Jesse's now reversed his position, and there was no link to it. So I did intensive searching and found he hadn't done any interviews in over a month. He's been in Mexico. Besides, I know when they get ready to do interviews, they call me. Either his son does or one of his publishers. And I knew he hadn't done. And I said, "Sir, did you say you retract your position?" He said, "No." New York Post is a pack of liars. New York Post page 6 has been caught in gossip, threatening people to write bad things about them if they don't pay them money. Rupert Murdoch's outfit has been caught wiretapping people for data when he's not pushing global warming taxes. So that was incredible. I mean, these people are just amazing. They're hoax masters. The birtherism is dead, are the headlines, because of the new fake long form. He probably was born there. I've always said that. The point is they want to make it a debate. The point is that birth certificate's fake. And they made it fake to make everybody fight over it. And the point is they say, oh, the deatherism is dead now that they've released the videos of Bin Laden. What, 4 of the 5 were released years ago? In 2 minutes, you can pull up that it's the same old videos. I mean, they think we are so dumb. I don't know. They may have killed the Easter Bunny last Sunday in there. The Lucky Charms guy. I don't know. The point is, I know they're a pack of liars. I mean, do you do business with people that have cheated you once, twice, 3 times? If I think somebody's trying to cheat me, I don't work with them. You cheat me once, I never talk to you again. You cheat me twice, cheat me once, shame on you. Cheat me twice, shame on me. How about thousands of times? Lying, stealing, manipulating, manufacturing. And we just sit there and go, oh, take my rights. The terrorists are going to get me. The terrorists are going to get me. I want to recap the incredible, incredible developments of the announcement of more and more media takeover by government, break-ins on your cell phones, no travel list, just absolutely incredible information. Coming up after this break. And then I want to go through the 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. We're going to go over that. And then we're going to take your calls, but specifically from military and police, because I've heard police on talk radio going, I don't believe the SEALs got their reports wrong 5 times of what happened in there. That's a lie. I want to hear from you, your view of how obvious it is to have the government saying they're going to break in over the cell phones, the TV, the radio, with these announcements, and no travel list on trains that are going to expand to cars, no work list, all being announced. What do military people, what do police, because you're the folks they're going to try to use against the American people. And I've been to your drills. I know they've trained all the local police for riot control and martial law, and it's now been declassified. I just knew about it a decade ago. I mean, have you chosen a side? Do you recognize what's going on here? So the Bin Laden situation, the lies of that, I want to get your take. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But you heard former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. He can't believe any of it because they've lied to him so much. I mean, it'd be like a wife or a husband. If you caught your husband cheating on you once and they said, baby, I'll never do it again, I promise. And you caught him a week later in bed with another woman. And baby, I promise. Maybe you get suckered. Then a month later, caught again. Baby, I swear never again. Catch him again. Baby, I promise I wouldn't. Baby, what's this bra doing in the back of your car? I promise. I'm not lying to you, baby. Oh, you know.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to recap our top stories, get to some other news I haven't covered yet, and at the bottom of the hour, you can start calling in now. I want to hear from police, military, because if tyranny is going to come to our door, it's going to come in a uniform. More and more, it's going to come in the form of citizen spy networks. In fact, let's cue up Obama's clip about the domestic security force and that Rahm Emanuel clip as well. And then we're going to go over the 10 facts that prove the Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax that I promised to get to yesterday and ran out of time and didn't. But for those that just joined us, it has been announced the internal passport for America. We have those articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you notice they catch Bin Laden and they say, now we've got to take more of your rights. We've got to have TSA at shopping malls. They were announcing that, by the way, before the Bin Laden capture. There's buried nukes. We've got to search everybody everywhere. On its face, and this is what I want to ask police and military, if they're conscious and realize this, because they're trained in this, the general public may not, but this is something really a five-year-old should be able to figure out. 250,000 miles of rail, close to 3 million miles of paved roads. If there was 100 Al-Qaeda in America with plastic explosives or weapons, how do you stop them from driving a truck up beside an Amtrak on the hundreds of thousands of miles of track and blowing it up? The answer is you don't. How do you stop Al-Qaeda from walking into a rural McDonald's and shooting people? You don't. You can only control your borders. And in every case, the underwear bomber, on record, the government helped get him on the plane. We told you that a month and a half before it was in the news with eyewitnesses on board the aircraft. We got Kurt Haskell on. Turned out it was all true. I mean, we're supposed to forget this. I meant to ask Ventura about the articles about Al-Qaeda being the core of the resistance against Gaddafi, funded by our government. Al-Qaeda funded against the Serbs by our government. Al-Qaeda funded against the Russians. It never ends. These people were made by the crooks that run America. I had Steve Pachenik on last week, who was involved in creating Al-Qaeda and Taliban on record. Dr. Pachenik. About Israel being involved with Bin Laden. Saudi Arabians. I mean, it's time to grow up. They use this group to menace us. They use Al-Qaeda commanders to find brainwashed Muslim extremists who will attack us, and the patsies believe they're doing it for Allah. So there are some real events happening, but I got a better chance of dying from a bolt of lightning. I got a better chance, and I don't care if it was the number one cause of death. You don't take my rights away and make me a slave with German shepherds and checkpoints and people molesting folks as children in the name of security. It has nothing to do with it. We've gotten the internal Homeland Security reports. Scores of them. State reports. Federally prepared reports. It's all about the American people. They got Homeland Security watching Ron Paul events. Don't let that intimidate you, folks. They leaked that stuff to intimidate you. Well, I'm not the criminal. I'm not the terrorist. So I say to the police, come on now. First the airports, now the train stations, the bus stations, the highways. And months ago, they were running checkpoints in Miami, sticking hands down pants. In Dallas, in Tennessee. I mean, they pull you over now. And they're going to, it's all about you will submit to my will. Now they're serving out the shotgun blast delivered high-powered tasers that they say delivers a lot more electricity. The regular tasers are killing people left and right. I mean, I saw footage last week up in Illinois, just college students out. And they had the police and sound cannons attack them out of the blue. It's any excuse to attack us, to set the precedent, because the police and the military, like it or not now, you work for the big foreign banks that have taken America down, stole us blind. And the globalists want to break our will and bring us into tyranny now. You better grow up and realize that. I want to hear from military. I mean, do you understand that this configuration of random TSA checkpoints and highway checkpoints and buses and all this, when the supposed Al-Qaeda stuff and the Bin Laden cache says that Al-Qaeda wants to break rail lines, how does searching everyone getting on a train protect you from someone attacking a rail line? It doesn't. And there's no way to defend rail lines. There's no way to defend rail lines. You understand that? There's no way. Plus, it's a fake threat. Meanwhile, 30,000 plus deaths in the last 3 years, 2.5 years, on the U.S.-Mexico border. Every week, they're finding mass graves in Arizona and Texas with hundreds of dead bodies, dead children. Many. I mean, they take whole families that try to sneak across and don't pay the Mexican coyotes the money, and they blow children's heads off. Do you hear big news freakouts? Do you hear everybody hyper? No. The kidnappings exploding from Austin, Texas to Tucson, Arizona. You hear nothing. And then I have this report out of Reuters today. Liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state, which is this pro-Mexico open border operation, which is what the globalists had planned all along. And they're moving forward to get the signatures to go to the legislature and break the state up. You know, under the Constitution, states have that much power. The people have the power to create new unions, new systems. But when we want to get our republic back and restore the republic, ooh, it's secession. It's dirty. It's evil to get the states back to go take the federal government over as they're designed to do to kick the globalists out. Oh, that's terrorism. That's secession. But when the pro-Mexico, pro-narco terrorist, 87 miles into the U.S., federal signs saying Americans don't go into this area, 87 miles of it, Tucson running the whole operation traitorously, Reuters reporting they want to secede and basically join an enclave, just like South Ossetia and Georgia joined Russia. I mean, that is just incredible. And it's not a bang, but a whimper. Oh, yeah, half Arizona is about to basically secede to Mexico. And it's just, oh, that's cute and sweet. And Obama is in Texas today, about to travel to Austin and shut down all the highways as usual for his lordship to raise millions of dollars here. And he's down there courting the illegal alien vote. Obama courts Latino voters with immigration speech. So there's a whole failed state, collapsed war going on. Total bedlam in Mexico. And that's not a threat. No. No. We've got to protect hundreds of thousands of miles of rail line, upwards of 3 million miles of paved roads. I mean, just magically. And see, oh, Al-Qaeda's going to hit the train stations. Now it's down the road they're going to hit. Now it's the whole city is under martial law. Oh, you don't have your rights. Don't like the naked body scanner? We'll grope you. Now, all will be body scanned, and then all will be groped. TSA always says, don't like being groped? Body scan. I've been there. I've watched it in San Jose and other places, and it's been confirmed. They run women and children through to train them to break their will, and then they take them out, and then they grope them after the body scan. And here's the news. Here we are, April 21st. Are you scared yet? Big sis to beam terror warnings to your iPhone. PrisonPlanet.com. Here's February 8th, Infowars.com. Obama launches total media takeover system of the entire infrastructure wired in with hard break-ins so that the government can take over cell phones, computers, AM, FM, UHF, VHF, cable, everything. Here's my February 8th video, 13 minutes long. Obama launches total takeover of media, emergency alert system. Now, I told you this months ago. Here it is, beta tested. National emergency alert system set to launch in New York City as a beta test. The grid is already built into all the phones. Senator Franken wants to investigate while all the phone companies are spying on your location and listening to you because it's federal regulations, and he knows that. He's there to give government cover so folks don't know what's happening. Franken takes on smartphone apps. Oh, give me a sickening break. So it's now being announced. Here's our article from April 21st. DHS launches new alert system designed to terrorize the public. Now it's going to be individual alerts with your name on it to freak you out worse. They've already got control freak cowards seeing a box in Dallas. Total shutdown, hysteria, fear. The cops are like, that's good. Learn to love us. We're the mafia. Do whatever we say. Box falls off a truck in Austin. $1 million robots, highway shut down, total fear. The cops blow the box up to create a subconscious illusion it was a real bomb. They have unannounced drills at schools saying homeschoolers have attacked, gun owners have attacked, anti-immigrants have attacked. The parents don't get mad at the government doing unannounced brainwashing, terrorizing drills. They get mad that we have to do this because of the gun owners. It's all completely transparent. Meanwhile, don't videotape them groping a baby or groping your own daughter. They'll arrest you. Well, good, arrest everybody, you crooks. Four detained at videotaping DIA security checkpoint. Oh, as if terrorists don't know what a checkpoint is. It's all baloney. The terrorists like Mutalib get led on the plane in Amsterdam. For 2 years, they knew what Major Hassan was planning in communication with Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted CIA operative, and they blocked anybody from stopping him. Same with 9/11. They run the terrorists because they want to set up a police state grid to rob you. I want everybody to get this straight. You think you're a good old boy, and just because you put a, you know, a hunting season is open for terrorists in the back of your car, really, those terrorists are U.S. government agents. You better not mess with them. You try to actually go after real terrorists, see what happens to you. FBI will lock you up so fast it'll make your head spin. FBI agents that tried to stop the hijackers lost their jobs or were demoted. You don't touch Al-Qaeda, the pride of the New World Order attacking Gaddafi right now. You don't touch their men. You don't touch their secret army. You don't touch the knife they used to slit America's throat to take our liberties and our freedoms and set up a total control grid. Now, getting to the biggest news, Chuckie Schumer comes out with this no-fly, no-buy list. Comes out with this no-fly, no-buy list where you can't get your gun. Remember, Emanuel wanted that? Well, now it's back. No drive, no buy, no work, no travel. It's on. A national database where you got to swipe your card and have permission. And they can turn that card off, and you don't just not get food. You don't have a job. Then you go live in the ghetto, and then they come and round you up. It's Nazi Germany, a.k.a. Chuckie Schumer.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There was a time 40 years ago in England they rebelled against even having ID cards because they knew that that was police state. Because they always use them then for internal passports. Now the government's come out and said, you will have an internal passport, and we will, outside of courts, outside of law, put you on secret list, and they confirm for political reasons where you have no life. Then folks are like, I better do what they say, or I won't be able to travel or have a job. Well, that's total tyranny. These people are crooks. We come back from break, military, police, and others, Jeff, Matt, Scott, Chris, Randy, we're going to get to you. But here's the issue. This whole architecture of Homeland Security is designed on the surface for the American people. Checkpoints at trains and highways is not to get terrorists, folks. It's for the American people. Sticking their hands down one-year-old baby's diapers and checking for poop bombs, as we saw yesterday, is about training the parents that they're criminals and to have their space violated. We're all getting our prisoner training. And it's all being done so the globalists can steal everything. See, a lot of folks are like, well, I don't mind tyranny. Oh, really? Do you know with tyranny comes being poor, having no rights? So are our police and military and bureaucrats going to go along with this? Are they going to speak out? Is it such a peer pressure culture? We'll find out. Now, getting more into this, here are 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. Paul Joseph Watson. Merely a week after President Obama announced the death of Osama bin Laden, there is literally a deluge of evidence that clearly indicates the whole episode has been manufactured for political gain and to return Americans to a state of post-911 intellectual castration so that they can be easily manipulated in the run-up to the 2012 election. Here are 10 facts that prove the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. Before last Sunday's raid, every intelligence analyst, geopolitical commentator, or head of state worth their salt was on record as stating that Osama bin Laden was already dead and that they probably died many years ago. From veteran CIA officer Robert Baer to former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto to, she was current when they killed her, to former FBI head of counterterrorism Dale Watson, In addition, back in 2002, Alex was told directly by two separate high-level sources in the Bush administration. Let me find the spot I was. By two separate high-level sources that bin Laden was already dead and that his death would be announced at the most politically opportune moment. Top U.S. government insider, Dr. Steve R. Pachinik, a man who held numerous different influential positions under five different presidents, serving as Deputy Assistant Secretary under the Nixon, Ford, and Carter, told the Alex Jones Show last week that bin Laden died of Marfan syndrome shortly after he was visited by CIA physicians at the American Hospital in Dubai in July of 01. And his family was told you'll get billions more in contracts to build exclusively to build U.S. bases in the Middle East, which they got. You've been good helpers. Let us do this and say you're the guy that did it. You'll be seen as a hero in the Middle East, hated in America. And he said, absolutely, I salute you, and died. And they said, well done. And the rest is history. Did they bring his frozen body in and shoot some holes in it and have the SEALs take it out? Who knows? Number two, the official narrative of how the raid unfolded completely collapsed within days of its announcement. First, there had to be a 40-minute shootout. Then there was no shootout. Just one man was armed. Just bin Laden was armed. Then he was not. First, bin Laden used his wife as a human shield and then did not. First, the compound was described as a $1 million mansion. Then it turned out to be a rubbish-strewn, dilapidated compound that was worth less than a quarter of that. Almost every single aspect of the official narrative has changed since Obama first described the raid last Sunday as the White House struggles to keep its story straight. Three, the alleged body of bin Laden was hastily dumped in the sea to prevent any proper procedure for identification. The White House claimed that this was in accordance with his normal Islamic burial rituals. However, numerous Muslim scholars over the globe disputed the claim, pointing out that Muslims can only be buried at sea if they die at sea. While the White House claimed that bin Laden's death was May 1st, was proven DNA and facial recognition, just like WMD documents, such proof was never released for public scrutiny after the Obama administration refused to release photos of bin Laden's dead body, suggesting a cover-up. They just say, I get these emails going, well, they have DNA and body scan. And well, they could tell me they have that for Santa Claus. I mean, this is a group of known criminal drug narcotics trafficking, DynCorp, Halliburton, U.S. government, U.N. child kidnapping ring people. Don't believe me? Just search U.N. child kidnapping. I mean, it's a murdering group of total scumbags. The average beat cop's out there writing tickets has no idea what's going on. The average military person doesn't. You better grow up and look into who you're working for. We don't have much more time. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Despite the fact, number four, the White House released Situation Room photos, which purported to show Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, the rest of the Obama security staff of criminals, watching the raid, which killed bin Laden live. It was later admitted to CIA Director Leon Panetta that Obama did not have the raid because the live feed was cut before the SEALs entered the compound. Yeah, because they didn't want the Easter Bunny being on video. Then it goes on to that whole defining moment they put out and said was him watching. It was fake. Of course, it was a staged photo. Any idiot could look at it and tell it was staged. You can look at a photo and you can tell if something's acting or real. I mean, you see it. They're a bunch of actors, a bunch of scum, a bunch of narcotics trafficking filth.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, it's time for people to grow up and think about all the lies we've been told. Governments all over the world, including ours, caught killing our troops in test, killing foster children, shooting people up all over the world with all these different diseases, polio, syphilis. And it's like, but let's trust them. They're nice. CIA aircraft crashing full of pure cocaine. Local cops bust them in Florida. They flash CIA badges. The cops go ahead and arrest them. That was in Esquire a decade ago. They're released. Government shipping narcotics across the Texas border. I mean, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired. Now I got to have checkpoints where they want to take my blood and stick their hands down my pants and ask me about narcotics. I mean, give me a break. Drug ads pushing the molecular, almost identical drugs as a prescription. And everybody, come on in. Just come on in. It's all right. Just come on in. We've got all this stuff going on. Thank you. We've got all this stuff happening. We've got all this stuff unfolding. And it just goes on and on and on. And this servile, domesticated, cowardly population being scared by this sock puppet that has a beard and a turban on it. Give me your rights. Give me your bank account. Give me all your data. I'm going to spy on you without warrants to keep you safe it's elementary. Now, internal checkpoints. I want to go to all these calls. Number five, even mainstream journalists began to cast suspicion on the official narrative behind the raid when the media reported that Al-Qaeda itself had confirmed every detail of Obama's address to the nation. However, the conduit of such a claim was, in fact, the organization called SITE, which is a notorious Pentagon propaganda front run by the daughter of a former Israeli spy that has been caught on numerous occasions releasing fake, cartoonish Al-Qaeda videos. And we have links to that and how the U.S. government funds it. And how they released videos from years ago and said they were new. That's how dumb they think you are. They hate you. And they go, wow, we get caught dealing drugs and don't get in trouble. We'll just, wow, we're running giant child kidnapping rings. Why not do more? These people let us do anything. And the most sickening, murdering criminals get into government now and corporations and recruit more criminals. And they're just like, my gosh, we stole $27 trillion. We can do whatever we want. Let's steal the military's death benefits. Let's take the pension funds. Let's do everything. We'll say it's to stop Al-Qaeda. Let's take over the web and everybody's cell phone with government propaganda. Let's put telescreens up saying, don't trust your neighbors. Yes, it's wonderful. Let's put fluoride in their water. I'm sorry, I'm ranting now. Almost every single neighbor that lived in the area, and it goes on, said that no one lived there. The CIA was next door. The Bin Laden didn't live there. Now it turns out the CIA was next door. Number seven, the videos released by the White House past week were purported to show Osama bin Laden making Al-Qaeda tapes in October of 2010. Almost identical. They just changed a little bit of the color in the background to footage first released by Pentagon front group called SITE nearly 4 years ago. Remember the May 2010 Washington Post story about the CIA admitted making fake bin Laden videos, on and on and on. They admit they make fake ones, but we've got to believe them. We make fake videos, but believe these. Those others were fake, but these are real. Well, hey, you put a different color background, it's the same guy. As the lips move at the same time. Give us the audio because it's the same video. Oh, we're not releasing the audio. Shut up. We're too lazy to even make new fake ones. And it's clearly a computer-generated character like Mario Kart-level graphics. I mean, it's a fake robot. And they released other videos that were old, re-edited ones from 99, 2000. That was all admitted. They released video of Muhammad Atta and the other main hijacker at the training base with bin Laden 5 years ago, and then a year later admitted, oh, it was fake from a made-for-TV movie that aired on British TV 2 years before. They're like, hey, we have this good computer graphic we did of the simulating the two lead hijackers meeting with bin Laden. Let's just use it and say it's real. Yeah, the scum won't notice. We kidnapped their kids and shipped narcotics in. They're a bunch of domesticated cowards who are totally gullible and will buy anything. Let's just do it. Despite the fact that numerous neocons came out on days after the alleged raid to erroneously assert that torturing terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay led to discovery of bin Laden himself, the supposed world's most wanted terrorist and treasure trove of terror information, despite the fact that he was unarmed, was not taken in for questioning, he was instantly shot in the head, according to the official narrative. Number nine, U.S. government has been caught on several occasions within the past decade staging military operations for the purpose of generating contrived pro-war sentiment amongst the American public. Jessica Lynch, Pat Tillman, fake WMDs, I could go on. Number 10, despite the fact that Obama announced last Sunday on live television that the world is now safer because bin Laden is dead, his administration, with the aid of the fearmonger mass media, instantly seized upon the situation to terrify Americans into being afraid of imminent reprisal terror attacks inside the United States. So-called no-fly list to be expanded to trains and subways. Obama went to the Ground Zero photo op. They rolled out the new terror listing 2 weeks before. It's all scripted. All right, I said I'd take your calls, and I want to hear from police and military. Do you buy any of this? And do you buy we've got to have random TSA-trained people now everywhere? That'll keep us safe from terrorists, but the borders are wide open. And now the La Reconquistas are trying to break Arizona in two and merge with Mexico, and it's a minor footnote in Reuters. I mean, do you get it? Traitors took over America. Red alert, we're going down. And the government staging events so they can sick you on people inside the country who aren't traitors. Understand? Comprende? Got that? Get it? Understand it? Good. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air. I'm sorry I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No problem, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you, and I've got to apologize in advance. I am at work, so if I get a call, I'm going to have to go.
That's fine. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I just wanted to say that I don't buy a word that they say, and that I think it's pretty much straight out of 1984 that they're going to be able to take over our phone media and send us direct messages.
It is directly out of 1984. If you're a police officer in the military, let us know. What are your colleagues saying? I mean, are they starting to get freaked out by this?
I'm trying to spread the word as much as I can, and there seems like there's some of them that are loosely aware of it. And, it's like a...
Well, Jeff, do you realize, because your phone's cutting out, do you realize that they're going to slowly try to federalize you and use you against the general public, not criminals?
Yes, sir, and at that point, I will no longer serve. Right now, I'm just in to try and wake up as many people as I can and protect as many people's rights as I possibly can.
Are you in the military or police officer?
I'm a police officer at an airport in Texas.
What do you think of Texas moving to make it the law, which it already is, but specifically that if TSA sticks their hand on your genitals, it's a felony?
I'm excited. I can't wait to enforce it because... I'm sick of having to stand by and watch it.
And I know a lot of TSA folks write me and talk to me in person when I see them, and they say they don't like what's happening. The other TSA people that you talk to, are you getting the same thing, that they don't like what they're being told to do?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's two pretty distinct groups. It's, one that's, completely oblivious and have no idea what they're doing, kind of. I mean, they seem like good-faring people, and then there's others that just seem like... Just like in police, they enjoy the authority and like to use it.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you this question. See, I like to use authority on bullies, on scum, on criminals, not on little old ladies or one-year-old babies. I have an instinct to want to protect them, and I know real warriors in the real warrior class, that's what you want. This is the parasite class they're trying to convert you to, and thank God you're fighting it. What about now expanding airport security randomly to malls, shopping centers, grocery stores, highways, train stations, which they're now announcing they're doing? I mean, even if terrorists were real... just randomly doing this is a complete joke. It's only designed for the public. Do you agree or disagree?
I completely agree. I mean, how many people have actually been caught by these random screenings and searches? I mean, they're completely unconstitutional. They're unbacked by anything. I mean, the Constitution says it has to be issued based upon probable cause, and there's certainly no probable cause when it comes to that. And as far as, I mean, yeah, even if these random screenings are out there, what are the odds? I mean, if every day you go out and you get in your car, you're taking a big risk that you're going to get in a wreck and die. I mean, that's just
exactly
part of life.
Exactly. Jeff, God bless you. We appreciate your service to the country and the republic and this great state of Texas. Look, I'm going to try to break this down briefly and then go to Matt, Scott, Chris, and Randy right now here in about 60 seconds. They're telling us torture is good. If they can get us to say torture is good, they can do anything. That's so immoral, so evil. It's only good for fake confessions. It's right out of every nightmare state in history. And they're flying their flag of evil, trying to get us to accept the evil. You do that, it's over. And then all the other checks and balances that make us secure, that make us safe, that make us happy, that create the engine of liberty, they're gone. Folks, if they can torture, they can take your bank account. If they can torture, they can lock you up and throw the key away. If they can, it's the same thing with hands down the pants. It's the same thing with just 5 years ago, Bush denied they had warrantless wiretaps. Now the government just says, we listen to everything without warrants. We watch kids at home all over their laptops. See, they're just doing it and then not getting in trouble and saying we can do whatever we want. And they're setting the precedent to hurt us all, to rob us. That's their criminal instinct. They organize crime that gets control of government is called tyranny. And it killed over 200. I just got chills again. We're getting so close, folks. We're so deep into this. It killed over 200 million people last century, okay? And they're warming up to trump that. Folks, I'm telling you. Matt in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Alex, thank you. I'm going back to 2001. You say that you have sources that Osama bin Laden died before September 11th.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then September 11th happened. Boosted... the approval rating for George Bush, gets reelected, goes to war, Iraq. Now, Obama, before he comes in, he's a great speaker. He can be able to lie, whatever. The public believes him. He gets elected. Now, he didn't do anything until up to this date. And they bring this in right before his supposedly billion-dollar election coming up. And he just does one thing, and now his approval rating is going to go up, and people are going to be like, oh, Obama, well, now he's good. And, I mean, this is just complete crap. I don't really understand.
Well, sir, are you a police officer, or are you in the military?
No, sir, I'm not either.
Okay, because that's the calls we're taking. No. Listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to let you go. We're only taking calls for police and military because I want to hear their perspective. But it is a good question. They roll out the new alert. They roll out the cell phone takeover system quietly, right ahead of this bin Laden announcement with the new fear to get it in place while you're scared. The White House advisors, Robert Shapiro and others, put out public articles saying we need an Oklahoma City or 9/11. We need some event to make people love Obama for the election. Now this happens, the equivalent of a psychological attack. First you get all happy, oh, we got him. Then they say, oh, sorry, got to give up more rights now that this happened. Let's talk to Scott in Illinois. Scott, you're on the air. Police or military?
How you doing, Alex? I told the guy answering the phone that I was a former Marine from the 70s.
Okay, what's your view on all this?
Well, I agree totally with what you're saying and how serious this is. Last weekend, at night there in Chicago Ridge, there was 5 FEMA Fusion prisoner cars on the train that went by, and I live right next to the tracks. I believe something's going to happen in Chicago because they have, you know, this little coward within the Napoleon complex is a mayor now, and he has no problem creating taking away everybody's rights in martial law. And when I was in the Marines in 1975, we were told in Camp Pendleton by our instructors that the next war is going to be in Iraq in the desert, not in the jungles. So they've known this for a long time. And something sparked me that Jesse Ventura said about some weapon. I just saw something, and everyone needs to go check this out on YouTube. It's look up HAARP rains down fire on Iran. After you see this, it should scare you because the HAARP is going to be used for a lot more other things, including, in my mind, if you accept that microchip and you decide you don't want to go along with what's going on or you speak out against the Fuhrer, you have to watch the end of this video to see what happened. There are 150-some dolphins and whales that washed up on the shore that were cooked. They weren't just dead. They were pitch black.
No, I saw that report. Absolutely. They've got all sorts of super weapons. I appreciate your call, Scott. Let's talk to Chris in California. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I served as an enlisted Marine and later as an officer and aviator in the Air Force. I want to hit two issues really quick here. That survey, the Marine Corps 29-POM survey of 1994 by Lieutenant Commander Ernest Guy Cunningham, where they would ask the Marines if they'd turn their, amongst other questions, they basically asked them if they'd turn their guns on the American people. Okay, that survey allegedly came out in 1994. Back in 1988, some fellow officers in my squadron, I was walking by the one of the hangars, and they came up, they knew I was a prior enlisted Marine. They came up and started saying, hey, did you hear about that survey that they're asking in 29 Palms about turning your guns on the American people? I said, you're full of crap, and I thought they were just ragging on me for being a prior Marine. Well, I started looking it up back in, even in the late 80s, and I saw that there was that they were actually questioning people. So this survey was out before this Cunningham allegedly came out with it back in 1994. So recently we went to the Edwards Air Force Air Base air show. It was an hour and 45 minute drive through the base to go about a mile and a half. About every 50 yards they had officers, enlisted people, Army, Marine Corps, and Air Force personnel with submachine guns, MP5s, and Car 15s standing there while you're going through. I even asked one officer, I go, are you a real officer? And he said, he was a first lieutenant. He said, yeah. I go, you aren't an RTC or anything? He goes, yeah, I'm a real officer. I go, well, what are you directing traffic for? Because I know never before did I ever see officers out directing traffic during events or otherwise.
Well, I want to be clear with you. I want to be clear with you. That's how this beta testing is working. Going back 8-9 years in rural areas of Alabama and Texas, we have the videos and photos. Some of it's in police state 911 rides the police state, and it showed babies having their bags searched by State Guard and National Guard, and now they've had Marines in California, not at the border where they're needed, but just searching people at highway checkpoints with sidearms. And I've been in New York, videotaped National Guard with 45s on their side across the street. It's in Endgame, and they run screaming and cussing in my face. I'm the enemy. American slave with camera. And they just run it, and I just scream back at the guy, and he's like, whoa, the slave isn't backing down. So they flipped out and ran screaming into a van. But, I mean, these guys could barely even talk. They were just, like, mindless, all just running around enjoying themselves with guns on their hips. And it's all just to acclimate you. Then the TSA is to acclimate you to line up. And the Kentucky Derby every year now for 9 years, they have checkpoints there. They don't use regular security when folks jump on the field after the race. That was always something that, you know, people did as a pastime. Now they have armed military run-up with guns because the image is they could be a terrorist. So everybody watching at the NFL, the Kentucky Derby, any event, military, military, military. And now they admit the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They admit in the Ottawa Citizen article in Canada, they've got a deal to use foreign troops. Not only will troops be used, foreign troops officially training. I mean, this is total tyranny. And they're trying to get away with it, and they're gearing up for the big terror attack they're going to launch next week, 2 years from now. We don't know. When they nuke a city or release a bioweapon, they're going to pour in foreign troops. They're going to march around lining us up and killing us. You know, we've been taught we're supposed to be half-hearted and apologize to the government when we criticize it. No, the government from the top is run by a bunch of hardcore crooks who competed with each other to get up there into the positions of power. And they're destroying our way of life. They're getting rid of that hedge of protection, due process, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and trying to forge us into this corrupt empire. In fact, I've rarely seen empires this evil. I mean, this is an evil, evil bunch. And Obama comes and goes. Bush comes and goes. The evil just continues. I'm going to do 5 minutes into overdrive so I can guarantee to at least get to these four calls. Randy, Adam, Frank, Kevin, and others, or at least those four. Let's talk to Kevin. Frank. Well, where's the caller from Japan? Did they just hang up? No, there's the caller. Adam in Japan, who's in the military. What's your view on now everywhere has to have TSA train people with hands down the pants to keep us safe? This idea of omnipresent security, it has a name, martial law.
Yes, Alex, I'm very aware of martial law. In fact, in my unit, I just need to tell you briefly that 2 weeks ago, I knew that something was up because my entire department, we signed release statements stating that we would not reveal any secret or classified documents from NATO forces, not U.S. forces, NATO forces. So if we were to come across any classified or secret material, we were to treat it just like we would treat U.S. forces classified or secret material. And that rang a bell in my head. It's like, why are we signing this? Why are we getting this briefing? And then a few days later, of course, the president comes out with the announcement about Osama bin Laden. Things are pretty scary.
Are your colleagues starting to smell something?
You know, I think they understand that everything that's happened in the past few weeks, it's just too much coincidence. You know, and I have been talking to him about everything and about all the PSYOP that's been going on. And I think some of them are actually starting to wake up. You know, they see things. It's just too much of a coincidence.
Well, here's what you tell them. It's now admitted that most of the money in the bailout went to private offshore banks and that those very groups then paid money to our so-called media. That's treason. Okay? The government got bought off. We're being robbed. And they better really get it burned into their head that traitors run the government. I mean, that's a pretty simple thing to understand, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I understand it very well, in fact.
So obviously, because you've signed those agreements, of course, they have people sign agreements that when Dyncorp and Halliburton are kidnapping kids, they can't talk. But you know, those agreements are null and void, or they will come put a bullet in your head. I mean, all the military I know, the family I know, they say, yeah, they're training every unit of every armed services branch for civil unrest. I mean, is that what you're talking about?
Well, every training day that we have, we briefly go over martial law and what it is and the Posse Comitatus Act. And we're very familiar with the fact that Posse Comitatus is suspended during martial law.
So they explain to you, now Posse Comitatus is suspended during martial law, boys and girls.
Right.
And so they go, so it's a legal order. And then what type of terrorist? Are you trying to take on guys with turbans? Or it's just whoever doesn't lick boots, right?
You know, pretty much the military has a loose definition of what a terrorist is. It can pretty much be anybody that is making a general threat against a military installation.
Yeah. I know my guys at G20 just tried to talk to the military, went to the public information officer, and then suddenly the police were coming saying, you're trying to blow up the military. And we're like, we had it all on video. It's in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Anything else? So what percentage of your comrades aren't buying this Bin Laden hoax? Just off the top of your head. Stay there. Folks, tyranny's being brought in to destroy our liberties and our freedom and our wealth. You just better get that straight. These globalists, you think they hate Iraqis? They really hate Americans. They hate anybody who's got guns and isn't their slave. And they'll play brown people off against white people, vice versa. These globalists are cold-blooded psychological warfare masters. And I want to go to Randy and Frank and Kevin if we have time. But Adam, you're out there in Japan with the military doing martial law drills off and on, getting you ready for that, how great it is. What percentage of the guys you talk to aren't buying this PR rollout, ever-changing story of the Bin Laden fable?
I would say about 50% or about half of my department doesn't really believe what the government's saying about the whole Bin Laden hoax right now. And they're questioning things, and I'm talking to them about it more and more, and just bringing to the forefront all the information that you've been giving out. And they're reacting, actually. They're starting to more and more see, and then they're starting to question more and more now about, well, if there was a Bin Laden hoax.
Well, they need to know this. When there's a Republican in a few years, they may even wait, and a mushroom cloud goes up. Let's just say Al-Qaeda did it. Of course, they didn't, but let's just, for the sake of argument, the point is, don't come after my rights when that nuke goes off. And if they start arresting media people, you know, why is Alex Jones being arrested? At that point, you know it's an inside job. You understand? At the moment they gun me down out front of my house or whatever they do, and Ron Paul, you know, a plane crash, whatever, the minute you see that, you guys have to be pre-aware of, before emotion takes control, we're in a race right now. And I don't care if they kill me, quite frankly. I love life, but I'm committed. I've accepted it because I'm not going to sit here and live in fear. I just want to beat them in the end. I'm more than happy to go down with the ship as long as we end up beating them, as long as I take them down with me. But, I mean, do you understand? I don't want my kids to be slaves. And let me tell you something. All their pre-programming, they're planning to nuke an American city. So I'm just telling you, people are going to get real emotional when this happens, and I want to be able to count on the military when they do this and when they go after American freedom and private property and folks, just go, why are you going after, why are you using this attack to roll out control? Because there'll be no debate they're going to do that. Are you guys ready for that?
Alex, I do not believe that anybody in my department will shoot an American, and they will not take orders to shoot Americans on American soil.
All right, well, God bless you. I appreciate your call. But I'm telling you, they're trial ballooning right now, shopping mall shootings, Walmart attacks. And if you buy that, I'm telling you, they have been, well, I've been telling you this for years. Now they're saying 160 nukes, KSM, if Bin Laden's killed, the nuke's going to go off. I'm telling you, Obama could end up being the dictator. But if we get out ahead of this, they'll kick the can down the road. Because they've already got us. They just really hate us. And they want our kids for their domestic security force draft. I'm just out of time here. Oh, man. I want to get to everybody. I got to do a bunch of work, though, here today. Randy and OK, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm glad you got to me, T-Rex. I want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. We got a minute and a half.
To you and this audience. So I don't forget, I may have two challenges for the audience that have to do with when they shut things down. First of all, I was in the Marine Corps intelligence. I was a pilot. I was on Limbaugh's show probably 14 times. He banned me. He wound up banning me because I kept bringing up sovereignty, the New World Order. I was doing research at the time, 1989, on the global warming theory, and I called my thesis the environmental strategy to a New World Order. I had immense amount, volumes of material showing the CFRs behind it. They were slanting everything to do with it. So where we're at now. Did you have a question specifically for me?
Well, here's the deal. We're going to go into partial overdrive into the next segment, but I got to finish with you and Frank and Kevin, and then that's it. But the question specifically is this whole hoax, the takedown for military and police. You're saying you're former military, or what are you?
I am. People have to learn their rights, so when somebody comes to say, hey, we're shutting you down or whatever, you're going to sue them personally and their commanding officer. I got several more things in relation to that.
All right, well, real fast, we'll get your take, and we're going to come back in the next segment, and we won't even do the whole segment. We'll just meet the rest of the retransmission as it goes. We're going to talk to three more callers. Stay there, Randy.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's no joke, my friends, and I know I rant and rave. It's because I'm sick of it. I all day I research this stuff. I go home at night. I have nightmares about it. I wake up at like 6 a.m. worried about it. And I just research, and to the point of I can't handle it. The globalists have always planned to merge the United States with Mexico and Canada. They're going to create ethnic enclaves. They create a larger system where none of the countries have sovereignty or rights. But then within those regions, they break them up with the French separatist, with trying to get the Hispanics for a Southwest. Reuters is reporting today that they're moving to break Arizona in half. It's now going to the state legislature. They have the power to do it because the people have the power to create new governments. Not if they're being manipulated by a foreign government. That's then treason. But that's basically getting no attention. And I wanted to talk to a few more former, current military police. We'll talk to Randy, Frank, and Kevin. Kevin's in the militia, and the militia is every man 18 to 54. They act like it's some dirty, crazy thing. Like if a state wants to have sovereignty, which it has under the 9th and 10th Amendment, and tell the feds you have no jurisdiction, you know, all powers are reserved to the state of the people. They're like, oh, secession, murder, killing, war. You know, they're violent. Meanwhile, oh, the Democrats want to break off the state in two and have it be an enclave of Mexico. Oh, good, it's going to the state house. Yeah, we're going to start taking the Southwest from Mexico. Yay, oh, sweetie. I'm sorry. Randy, finishing your point about this takedown that they're really getting people ready for now. Go ahead.
Right. Well, what I'm hoping that we can do so we don't overwhelm people, and that's one of the problems I had. After I got so overwhelmed with this, Alex, just like you do. At a certain point, I stepped away from it for about 5 years. Then 9/11 hit. They shut down my gold trades. I couldn't get out of it. I made a lot of money, but they shut down the COMEX. I couldn't cash in, you know. But that got me back to where I was ready to start looking into things. And some of the people that were saying, you know, 9/11 truth were so nutty, but they didn't have the sophistication to approach people the right way. And we need to develop a program to bring people up to speed. It's like, you know, a slow debriefing, because it overwhelms most people to think that our government, you know, the criminal element in the government is doing what it's doing.
But, I mean, in every case, they're running the terrorists. I mean, I've never seen a case of a high-profile attack where they weren't completely handled by the government, and these patsies are so dumb, they have to hold their hand to do it. The first World Trade Center attack, the underwear bomber, all of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place. People can't imagine something this extreme happening. You know, I mean, they imagine they have honest representatives, which brings the other point up. We've got to go visit state reps, state senators, local sheriffs, you know, two by two, usually two or three people, small group, and approach them and develop that relationship.
Well, I agree with you, Randy, but here's my frustration and why I do get out of control. I have to sit there every day looking at these top politicians, foreign operatives and people, knowing they're corrupt globalists and knowing that they're complicit in all this, and it's just, I want to bring them to justice. And I think about, it'd be one thing even if they just stopped. They run everything, they're robbing everybody. I'm so beat down, I'd almost be like, okay, fine. But the problem is they're not going to stop. They're going to keep going and going and going and going into a really nasty form of tyranny. And at a certain point, you just get to the point where you're like, these people have got to be met. And I'm doing everything I can in the info war to alert as many people as I can. But I can't look at these people anymore. I can't listen to their lies anymore. I mean, these are really evil people. And they're recruiting people into their system. They're expanding their system. And it is getting right down to the wire. Do you agree, Randy, that it's 2 minutes to midnight? I mean, it, internal passports, checkpoints, no travel list, not just for planes, domestic spy forces. I mean, we're starting to live 1984. I mean, this is creepy.
Yeah, I don't know how soon it's going to happen. That's one of the dilemmas I'm facing is, just like you said, you're down at Port Aransas. These old folks, the veterans are down there. They're clueless about what's going on. And you said something about what, you know, how Christ said, you deal with the general public. It's just like children. And it's going to be one of the most difficult things when they recognize what they've done or what they've missed, the blindness that they've been under. So again, getting a series that's kind of softly allows people to begin to form their conclusions as they see the realities. You go back to Pearl Harbor, what happened there? I mean, this is not a first time in history, the Reichstag fires, you said before.
And again, we're not saying the Japanese were good either. That was a corrupt, evil government. The point is, U.S. military went into private groups, attacked them in China, attacked the Japanese, cut off their oil everywhere, had the purple and blue code, knew when the exact attack was coming. Honolulu Advertiser, 1 week before, said they're going to attack on December 7th, and they were ordered to stand down. It was staged, and that's now been declassified. So the point is, that's how cold-blooded they are.
They are. They're not going to stop. I mean, they've got their marching orders. It goes all the way up the chain. So, you know, that's why I go back to, we've got to fight at the state level, county level. And in Oklahoma, they took away from the sheriffs the executive authority. They gave it to the attorney, to the district attorneys. You know, so we've got the courts now. Basically, district attorney's what? He's officer of the court, right?
Yeah, I know. And a lot of states are trying to get rid of sheriffs altogether, just like they got rid of senators being elected by the legislatures, so they were creatures of the state. I appreciate your call. Folks, it's big business. The globalists have already stole us blind. We're just now finding out that they stole us blind and then signed us on to unlimited debt as their debtor slaves. And so they're going to stage terror attacks to make us learn to love them. I mean, it's real simple. It's real simple, and things are only going to get worse if we don't wake up. And I'm telling you, ahead of those mushroom clouds, ahead of them really pulling a big terror attack and then dropping the hammer and shutting down the free web as we know it and taking it over with government announcements, and the old dinosaur media is going to love it. They're going to be back, the only game in town, and they will crow from the rooftops. You know, when they got me arrested in electroshock therapy for a month, 6 months, a year, so they can roll me out drooling saying I'm a terrorist. And just at a certain point, you got to say, you know what, that's not the way it's going to go down. And if 1% of us say no when they try to take us to the gulag, it isn't going to work for these Nazis, these globalists. I hope for the best, prepare for the worst, and we try to fix things peacefully, but these are terrorists. These are drug-dealing, murdering terrorists. And folks better get that through your head. And the Pearl Harbor thing's a great parallel. We're not saying the Japanese are good, their leadership. They were just as corrupt, just not as sophisticated and evil in their master plan as the globalists here. So they set them up and suck them into that. It's the same thing with Al-Qaeda. The Muslim extremists are real. They're bad, just like with the Japanese. The point is, they're being manipulated. The globalists, you've got to get in their mindset real fast. Two final calls. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I think people are going to be gravely disappointed if they think more than 1% of the American population is going to stand up against this at some point in time. I think most Americans are cowards, both physical and specifically, even more important, moral cowards. I am a former Marine, and I didn't wake up until years after I got out of the Marine Corps, and you were the person who finally shook me awake. But that's been quite a few years ago, and with the advent of the Internet, Alex, no one has any excuse not to know what is going on. If you're an adult and you're in the military or you're a cop, you know what's going on. You know that you're working for the bad guys. You're working for the guys who blew up the buildings or however they came down. You're working for the guys who bring in the drugs. You can go all over the Internet. There's former FBI, CIA, government officials talking, exposing, I mean, just the FBI, Ted Gunderson, for example. I mean, I could go on and on and on. There's no excuse not to know. All you guys,
Gary Webb won a Pulitzer Prize. They went to his house and shot him twice in the head. He had a new book coming out totally proving it. And then the local cops were so corrupt, they said, oh, he committed suicide. Twice in the head with a shotgun.
I'll tell you another thing. It's getting harder and harder to get on, even just for a brief moment, onto these neocon talk shows that I try and get onto over the years. Their screening process has become incredible. It's like if you have a brain, if you can rub two brain cells together, they are not going to let you on there.
No, you have to lie to get on. You have to act like...
Well, I know.
Yeah. I know, sir. It's because the system... I mean, that's the thing. I'm not even scared, Frank. I'm disgusted. I mean, I can't believe the slimiest scum you can imagine. Just the most horrible, wicked people you can imagine are on TV talking about internal passports to be able to travel on a train or in your car. And they're sticking their hands down babies' pants. I mean, they are getting us ready to put their hands on us, to come in our houses. And by the way, the globalists know the cops and military are going to get chewed up in this process. And they're even happy about that because they're going to roll in with their real criminal brigades after that. I mean, do you think the military and police know that once they really drop the hammer for hot martial law, what it's going to be like for the police?
I don't know. I think they're in denial, but they also know that they're propping up that beast system because they think they benefit from it. Maybe some of the better ones think that somehow it'll change by itself over a period of years or whatever, and they can keep hold their position in it until it gets better. It's not going to happen. It's not going to get better. It's getting worse and worse. And I think those of us have been awake for a while, you know, something bad is getting ready to happen.
I can feel it, man. I've never been this awake. It's not even shook up. It's more like disgusted. It's like we have to go through this. And the thing is, I don't even get all macho and think about the New World Order's minions like, oh, they'll get theirs. They're just brainwashed idiots. There's no pleasure in any of it except for not being under their control mentally. At least I've got that. God bless you. Sorry to Kevin and others. Back tomorrow live. Retransmission coming up. Before Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll be right back. Great job of the crew.